So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Who's that?
Yeah, dude. Sleep air.
I'll move him.
Damn, that was weird.
Just let him sleep. So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Well, it's summertime. We should do something fun.
Yeah, dude. We spent majority of summer inside. Let's go outside for a change.
Yeah, let's go outside.
Did somebody say outside? Sun's out, buns out. That's what I call my pecs. My buns. Because they're so thick, they look like an ass on my chest.
Okay, dude. Calm down.
So what do you guys want to do outside?
How about you guys bend over so I can slip and slide?
Whoa, Diddy, chill out.
Oh, I was actually just talking about my slip and slide.
That's called a water slide.
Well, these are usually called slip and slides.
Why are they called slip and slides?
Because you slip and you slide on it.
But why would I want to slip on that? I'd probably break a leg or something.
Yeah, slipping's a bad thing. You slip in a store and you break your back.
Mm-hmm. But no, it's fun. It's a slippery slide.
Okay, what do you do with it?
Well, you put it on the ground and you put water on it and you just slide across it.
Oh, that sounds fun. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, guys, we can't play with this. It says ages 5 through 12. We're too old.
What, we're too old?
Yeah, I guess when you turn 13, it's all business. You gotta start paying taxes and get a job and take an anti-depression medicine. No more slipping and sliding for you.
Well, look, can we please just still play with it? It looks like it's so much fun.
But, guys, we'll get in trouble.
No one's gonna see us play with it. If someone sees it, we'll just say it's not ours.
Okay, as long as the cops don't see.
All right, let's play.
All right, guys, it's all set up. The box says it's 18 feet long, so why don't I just slap my hog down 18 times and see if that's right. Wouldn't want it to be false advertising.
So what are we supposed to do, dude?
Well, you just run and you slide on your belly or your back or whatever.
So, like, you just run and slide on this regular piece of plastic?
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be wet first. That's why I got this water bottle. Let me just lube this up nice and wet. There we go.
Oh, since it's watery, you can slip on it.
Ooh, okay. It might work this time.
Okay, guys. Stand back and watch me slide into next week.
All right, let's watch him. Ooh! You okay, Cody?
Yeah, you good, dude?
Ooh, I think I got road rash. I hit a dry spot. I think we're gonna need some more water.
Oh, I got it, dude. Ooh. All right, dude, I got it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's much better. That should be enough water now.
Okay, I'm gonna slide next.
Oh, wait, there's a car. We should move.
Do we grab the slip and slide?
Nah, leave it.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a...
What the fuck is that?
Whoa.
Oh, shit! Oh, guys, I'm gonna go check on him.
Mister, are you okay?
What the fuck was that?
You ran over our slip and slide in the road.
Why the fuck do you have a slip and slide in the middle of the road?
Because we wanted to slip and slide.
Well, my car doesn't have traction control. God, my fucking neck hurts.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. How old are you?
16.
16? You can't be playing with a slip and slide. You know you can't be older than 12.
We were putting up for my cousin.
All right, you and your friends are under arrest.
I am the Honorable Judge Fulbert, and today we will be hearing the case of Junior Joseph and Cody, who are being accused of putting a slip and slide in the middle of a road, which caused an accident which injured someone. Did you boys really do that?
Don't worry, guys. I got this. Yes, Your Honor, we did it. But check out these pecs.
Pretty nice bod. But I find you guilty of being a hunk. But also guilty of attempted involuntary manslaughter. I sentence the three of you to house arrest for the rest of summer.
House arrest? Whose house?
Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, the orange-haired one. If any of you leave his house for the rest of summer, I will send you to jail for 30 years.
All right, you kids are on house arrest for the rest of the summer. You got those little Apple Air tags on your ankles, so if you go outside, I'll know, and you'll go to jail for 30 years.
What if we try to take them off?
Then you're going to go to jail for 60 years for being a rascal.
Damn, 60 years? We didn't even murder anybody.
You coulda. You almost did. You sure as hell murdered my C4 vertebrae. I could have been paralyzed from the neck down, like my ex-girlfriend, paralyzed from the neck down, Paula. Let me tell you about her. So I was riding dune buggies on the dunes of Las Vegas with my girlfriend paralyzed from the neck down, Paula. She wasn't actually paralyzed yet, but with that name, I knew it was coming any day now. But anyway, we came up on this big hill. It was really more like a cliff, and I stopped, and she didn't. So then she crashed, and we took her to the hospital, and she was actually totally fine. But then a stray bullet severed her spinal cord, and she was paralyzed from the neck down. Yeah, I just hung out at the hospital for like a week listening to her bitch until I got tired of it. It was just depressing.
What the fuck was that? What the hell happened to our animation budget?
Well, anyway, you kids made me almost end up like Paula. Oh, paralyzed from the neck down, dick. Can't move your legs and shit. That's funnier when Jeffy does it. Well, anyway, you guys stay here. I'm gonna be watching you.
I can't believe we're on house arrest for the rest of the summer.
I know, dude. We're just starting to go outside.
Well, I don't understand why I have to be under house arrest at your house.
I mean, it's cool with me, dude. He got food in the fridge.
Yeah, I mean, we're on house arrest with our best buds. What more can we ask for?
But I left Ken at home. He's probably all scared and lonely. Who knows what he's doing right now?
What if he's cheating on me?
Or what if he's sitting in the same spot because he's a fucking doll, dude?
Not a human, dude.
All right, guys, calm down. I would leave, but I can't because I'll get arrested. Just shut up. No more arguing. We're on house arrest. We have to get along, guys. I mean, there's not even really anything to do outside this summer. We can just stay inside and play video games.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's probably more fun anyway.
The news!
Breaking news, MK! Disney World is offering free food, free admission, free rides, and more free stuff today only for Florida residents.
Really?
Oh, man.
Dude.
Guys, I know you just saw the news. Are you ready to go to Disney World? I'm talking about for free, Yeah. Free rides, free passes, free food. Oh, everything is free. It's on down.
Wait, what's with the long faces? Like, wait, what's wrong? Come on, now y'all ready to go? What the hell?
We're on house arrest, Chef Pee-Pee.
What? House arrest for what?
We put a slip and slide in the road, and we hurt a cop. So now we're on house arrest, and we can't leave the house all summer.
You can't go anywhere all summer now? Oh, man, I'm about to enjoy Disney World. Y'all can't even go to the gas station if you want it. You idiots. You fucked it up for yourselves. Oh, man, enjoy this red couch, you dumbasses.
I'm about to go see Mickey. I'm about to see Mickey.
Have fun in this boring-ass house while I'm dancing with Minnie, bitch. Oh, boo-hoo. I see three whiny-ass babies. Silly, goofy, pussy, boy.
Why should Pee Pee so mean, bro?
He really hurt my feelings.
He's just like that sometimes, guys. I can't believe we're missing out on free Disney World. What do you guys want to do for the rest of the summer?
I don't know, dude. Not see Chef Pee Pee. What is that music?
You hear that, guys?
Is that the ice cream man?
What? No way!
The ice cream man! Guys, come on!
Dude, I want ice cream!
Ice cream!
You actually thought it was the ice cream man? Nah, it's just me, nigga!
Why is Chef PB so mean, bruh?
Yeah, he's green as fuck, Jimmy.
I don't know. So what do you guys want to do?
I don't know.
Someone at the door.
Dude, it's just Chef Pee Pee fucking with us again.
Yeah, probably.
Well, let's go answer it and pull him inside and beat him up.
Yeah, I'm gonna beat him.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hello?
Hello! You're on the hit TV show, Walk to the End of Your Driveway and Get $1 million! Well, all you have to do is walk to the end of your driveway and we'll give you $1 million!
Oh, I love this show!
Dude, I never thought they would pick your house!
Oh, it's the easiest game show in the world. They're basically just giving away $1 million!
That's right! All you gotta do is walk to the end of your driveway! What's wrong? You're not going to walk to the end of your driveway?
No.
You don't want $1 million?
We're on house arrest, so we can't leave the house.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's too bad. But it sure would make for some good TV if one of you broke your house arrest by walking to the end of your driveway for $1 million.
Oh, it might be worth it. It's $1 million.
You know what? Guys, I'm going to do it. I'm going to walk the driveway, and I'm going to get $1 million so I can be rich.
Yes.
Why, Junior? You can't spend $1 million if you're in jail.
Well, if you think about it, if I put $1 million in the S&P 500 with an average rate return of 10% compounded annually, with dividends reinvested, after 30 years, I'll have over $17 million.
Wow, Junior, that was really smart.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it. Because when I get out when I'm 46, I'll have $17 million. So I'm getting that $1 million.
He's doing it, folks. He's going to get his $1 million.
Yeah, I'm going to get this million.
Not so fast. You're under arrest, kid.
Ah, I gotta go.
No, I got you, fucker.
Let go of me!
Ooh, so close, but so not the end of the driveway. You lose!
Oh,
kid, you left your house. That means you're going to jail. Come on!
Stop me from winning $1 million!
All right, since one of you guys left the house, that means you're all going to jail.
Wait, what?
Kid, what? All of us? Yeah, it's like a corporal punishment thing. So if one of you leaves the house, you all go to jail. Just, you know, to encourage you not to leave the house.
Well, Come on, that's not fair. Please give us another chance.
Yeah,
summer.
We didn't know that. You know, they didn't tell us that if one of us left, we all went to jail.
Right?
Okay, just because you guys didn't fully understand the rules, I'll give you a pass this one time. But if any one of you leaves the house, you're all going to jail for 30 years.
Okay.
I should have got $1 million then.
So close, dude.
My phone's ringing. Hello? Cody, it's time for you to tell your friends goodbye and come home.
It's Monday, boy. You're supposed to be in this house scrubbing the dead callus off your mama's feet.
I'm sorry, Mom, but I can't. Did you just talk back to me, you little fucking pig? No, Mom, I'm not talking back. I'm just telling you what's going on. I literally can't come home. I can't tell you what's happening without saying words. Tyrone, talk to this little white boy before I lose it.
I know damn well you ain't talking back to your mama like that. I raised you better than this, boy.
I'm not talking back. I'm just telling her what's going on.
Oh, look at here. We got a smart ass on our hands. He's trying to talk back to his daddy, too. Oh, boy, I swear to God, you limp dick ass cracker ought to hit your ass with a tape measure.
Please don't.
Oh, now you want a bed? I ought to break your damn doll in half now.
But no, please, not in half. Also, he's not a doll. But please, not in half.
You got 5 minutes to get your ass back in this goddamn house, or he going down the drain.
Tyrone, give me the phone. Cody, you better come back here. I'm going to spray Windex in your eyes, you little fuck. Thank you, Mom. Love you, too. Well, my parents really want me to come back home.
What? You can't leave the house. You can't go home.
That was so ugly, right?
I'm sorry. It's just... stressed out.
Hurt my phone.
They said really terrible things to me.
So why y'all lasting so sad, huh? Oh, let me guess, because y'all didn't make it to Disney World with your boy? Look at me, I got my Mickey Mouse ears on. Them bitches hard, ain't it? I know. You wish you were Mickey. You wish you were like me. Hey, Cody, where your Mickey Mouse ears at? You got some? Hell no. Hey, Junior, where's your Mickey Mouse ears at? You got some? Fuck no. Hey, Joseph, where your Mickey Mouse ears? Ah, you ain't got no broke ass boy. I'm gonna throw this damn apple.
Oh, you motherfucker.
So, baby, what do you want for dinner tonight?
Jelly beans!
Jelly beans is not a meal for dinner.
Scooby-Dooby shit, give a f- I want a Scooby snack now. I want Scooby snacks.
Jeffy, we don't have any Scooby snacks.
He means jelly beans, Marvin.
He does not mean jelly beans. He wants a Scooby snack. It's a dog treat.
Oh, right here. Put them on my mouth.
Catch!
You're making a mess. Don't keep throwing jelly beans on the couch. You're making a mess!
Sorry, Marvin. Oh, look, the news!
Breaking news, McKay. A man was awarded $50 million from Starbucks after he spilled coffee in his lap, suffering serious burns. Wait, is that real? Is that fucking real? He got $50 million for spilling coffee on himself?
That guy got $50 million just by spilling a Starbucks drink on himself?
Where's Scooby Snacks? Oh.
Who's at the door?
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
What are you doing here, Goodman? Why do you have no shirt on?
Because I'm about to make $50 million.
How are you going to make $50 million? You're not going to...
Fuck! You call a lawyer right fucking now! I'm about to be so fucking paid!
Are you going to pay?
Call him!
Hey there, what brings you to my lawyer's office today?
I would like to sue Starbucks for $50 million, please, because I was drinking one of their hot coffees and it attacked me.
It attacked you?
Yeah, I was holding the coffee and I went to take a sip and I flipped it upside down over my head and it came gushing out and burnt the fuck out of my face.
Why did you flip it upside down above your head?
Because I was trying to take a sip. I was trying to do the waterfall thing because I was planning on sharing my coffee and I didn't want to give anyone else any germs, but the lid wasn't secure and it came all over my face and burnt the fuck out of it!
Yeah, this sounds a lot like that other case where the guy burned himself on hot coffee and got $50 million.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get $50 million for being a dumbass.
Okay, but after that case, they started securing the lids better.
Well, not mine. My lid was not secure, because look what it did to me!
I don't know. This seems too similar to that other case. I think the judge is just going to throw it out as a frivolous lawsuit.
Okay, well, what about iced coffee?
What about it?
Well, what if I were to take a sip of my iced coffee, and then it came out all over my face, and then I got frostbite or hypothermia because the shit's too cold?
I don't know. It seems like you're just trying to get money.
Exactly! I want $50 million so fucking easy. It's like $50 million in 3 seconds just for spilling something on my face? Yes.
But aren't you already rich?
Yes, but I can always be richer.
I don't know. I don't think I want to be part of this. It just seems wrong.
Listen, if you help me with this lawsuit and I win $50 million, I'll give you $5 million of it.
That sounds like you got yourself a case. You know, if you were to accidentally spill that cold coffee all over yourself.
Oh, yeah, of course it would be an accident. Oh,
I spill it.
Oh, thank you. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so cold. Oh, my nipples. My asshole. My ballsack. The only thing that would warm me up is $50 million in my account, please.
I saw that. That was an accident. accident. Come on, let's go to court.
Take me to the judge!
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today we will be hearing a case of Mr. Goodman, who is suing Starbucks for $50 million because he spilt an iced coffee on himself and claims he got frostbite because the drink was too cold. Mr. Goodman, please explain.
Oh.
Your Honor, I, Brooklyn T. Guy, will be representing my client, as he is unable to speak due to the severe injuries caused by the coldness of the Starbucks drink. You see, Your Honor, my client just wanted to start his day with an iced coffee. But instead, he started his day in the hospital, in unbearable pain, disfigured from the severe frostbite and brain freeze. Starbucks should not be serving their iced coffees that cold.
Was the coffee really that cold as to cause frostbite?
Yes, Your Honor. I've brought an iced coffee for you to touch.
Let me see this here. Ooh, that is quite chilly. Mr. Starbucks lawyer, what have you to say about this?
Hi, I'm Steve Spielberger, representing Starbucks. And this is utterly ridiculous, Your Honor. This is a clear cash grab, a frivolous lawsuit just to get millions of dollars. Our iced coffees are no colder than any other drink.
I don't know. This is making my hands quite cold while holding it.
Your Honor, even if the drink is cold, it's not our fault that the plaintiff spilt the drink onto himself. Once the drink leaves our store, it's no longer our problem. He should have been more careful while handling the drink. Objection, Your Honor. That is total bullshit. You're telling me if I go to a bar and get drunk and drive home and kill someone, it's my fault, not the bar's fault for selling me the alcohol? Starbucks needs to understand that if it wasn't for them selling coffee, my client wouldn't have went there to get coffee and therefore would not have spilled the drink on himself, causing lifelong injuries.
That is true. If Starbucks never sold coffee in the first place, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Your Honor, please use common sense. We just settled a lawsuit over our drinks being too hot. Now this man is claiming our drinks are too cold, which doesn't even make any sense. Should we only sell room temperature drinks?
That would be rather icky.
Your Honor, may I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
Do you have children, Your Honor?
I do not. But I do have a 5-year-old poodle named Porkchop, and I love her dearly.
Well, I have a daughter, Your Honor. Now, what will happen if we let our children and poor Porkchop grow up in a world without consequences? Without consequences, people would steal and murder and pillage. Yes, this is just an iced coffee. But what will Starbucks get away with next? Rat poison in their caramel macchiato? Cyanide in their cinnamon dolce latte? Ricin in their pup cups? If we lay the hammer on them now, it will stop them from feeling like they're invincible.
You're right. Starbucks, how dare you! You bastards want to poison Porkchop!
I can assure you, Your Honor, we are not trying to poison our customers!
Look at Porkchop! Look at her cute little face! You want to see her foaming at the mouth? You want to take my only happiness away from me?
No, Your Honor!
I have heard enough. Starbucks, I find you guilty of gross negligence and improperly serving your iced coffees too iced at the temperature of the top of Mount Everest. Fuck, that's cold. I award the victim $50 million. And Starbucks, from now on, you are required to make sure you do not serve your drinks too hot or too cold, and you must make sure the lids are hot glued and taped on, and you must have a warning label on the cups saying that the drinks are going to be hot or cold and to handle with care, and also, you must also train your employees how to serve the drinks properly so that they're not too hot and they're not too cold and the lid is secured tightly and whatever the hand customer the drink to make sure they tell them that it's going to be hot or cold and they need to handle with care. Fuck! Case dismissed.
This is fucking bullshit!
No fucking way.
I fucking won!
You fucking won!
I actually fucking won! I was just saying total horseshit. I can't believe he bought it! Fucking won! We won!
Yay! I mean, hell! Yeah.
Marvin, who was at the door a few days ago?
Oh, that was Goodman.
Oh, what did he want?
Oh, he poured a hot Starbucks coffee on his face because he was trying to sue them to get $50 million.
Did he get the money?
I don't know. I haven't heard from him.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, okay? Hi, I'm fucking Paige. First name I'm, middle name fucking, last name Pay. Because I just won $50 million for suing the shit out of Starbucks. I was drinking an iced coffee, and it fucking gave me frostbite because it was too cold. How dare them? Poor me! But good thing, with my new $50 million, I was able to buy a new face. And you can't even tell anything happened! But I'm still suffering. So hopefully Starbucks learns their lesson, so other people don't have to suffer like me.
Oh my god, he actually did it! He got $50 million by pouring a Starbucks drink on his face!
Who's fucking paid?
I'm fucking paid!
Who's fucking paid?
I'm fucking paid!
Hold on, let me call you on my cash phone.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Oh, it's ringing!
Cha-ching. You should probably answer it.
Oh, good idea. Hello?
Excuse me, sir. I just wanted to ask if you were fucking paid.
Oh, I'm fucking paid!
How paid are you?
Fucking.
Oh, that's interesting, because I'm also fucking paid.
Oh, what a coincidence.
We're both fucking paid.
Yes.
Oh, hold on. I'm being rude. I have to hang up.
Okay.
All three of you have the same hair color and mustaches.
Don't compare me to poor people. I'm rich.
Well, I have $5 million.
Yeah, but that's still upper lower class. I'm richer.
But you guys committed fraud and got a bunch of money from it.
No, we won this money legally.
Yeah, it's not fraud. I suffered. You saw me pour a hot coffee on my face. And you saw me pour an iced coffee on my face. And so I think I should actually get $100 million. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Starbucks and get a hot coffee, and I'm going to boof it. And then I'm going to say that Starbucks' coffee was too hot for my asshole. Oh. And then I can get $150 million.
That's a good idea. We should do that.
Well, no, that's not a good idea, because you guys are taking money from actual people who suffered. You poured that on your face on purpose.
But I did suffer, Marvin.
Oh, you guys got so much money for no reason.
Ask me what I'm going to do with my $5 million.
What are you going to do with your $5 million?
Are you going to give it to charity?
Oh, fuck that. Charity can lift the left side of my asshole. The right side is reserved for the hookers I'm going to buy, which some of them might be named Charity, and then I will give to charity. My seed on her face, and she'll smile because of all the stacks of cash. She'd be mortified otherwise. What are you going to do with your $50 million?
Well, first, I'm going to get a Blumpkin from Melania Trump, and then I'm going to eat an ostrich dick. And then I'm going to have jellyfish dick sashimi. And then with whatever money's left, I'm going to invest it in the S&P 500 because it's shitting the bed right now. And then when it goes back up, yummy. You think I'm paid now? You should see my money when I get the S&P 500 to go back up.
Okay, so you guys are just talking about all this fun stuff you do with money, and I'm sitting here all poor.
Yeah, Marvin. Get in the fast lane. Commit fraud.
I mean, can I?
Yeah, anybody can do it. Fucking loser.
Do I really go to Starbucks and pour coffee on my face for money?
No, Marvin, that's ridiculous. Besides, Biggie said more money, more problems.
I'm gonna go to Starbucks.
What?
And get a drink for my mouth.
Oh, okay. $50 million? Here I come.
That was not hot at all. That was room temperature, like lukewarm. Well, I'm not hurt at all. I'm gonna try to sue him. I did it.
Marvin, we've talked about this. Blackface is wrong.
What? No, I spilled coffee on my face and it didn't even burn me. It was like room temperature.
Marvin, why would you do that?
I wanted $50 million and it didn't burn my face. It was just really lukewarm.
Marvin, look the news!
Hello there, I'm Steve Stahlberger and I'm representing Starbucks. I'm here to make a statement on their behalf. Starbucks will no longer be selling drinks hot or cold. From now on, all of their drinks will be room temperature, so nobody can get injured and no one will sue us again.
So I just poured coffee on my face for no fucking reason.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Jeffy, get in here. It's time to eat pizza.
We got Daddy feeding me pizza instead of green beans before GTA 6? That's Skibbity Toilet.
That's what toilet?
Skibbity.
What the hell is Skibbity?
Marvin, it's that song from Splash Mountain. Skibbity-doo-dah, Skibbity-ay.
No, Mommy. I'm being Sigma. My aura level is maxed.
What are you talking about, Jeff? You're not making sense.
Daddy, you're totally being Ohio Baby Gronk Riz.
What?
I'm edging, Daddy. I'm trying to munt. Let me goon.
Jeffy, I don't know what you're talking about. You're talking crazy.
Where's my Sprite Cranberry for my pizza? My Lord and Savior, LeBron James, needs me to goon for my Goonie Tunes.
Are you having a stroke, Jeffy? You're not making sense.
F in the chat, Father. Rest in pepperone.
I think we should call a doctor. I think Jeffy's having a stroke.
Yeah, Marvin, go call the doctor.
Okay, let me get my phone.
Jeffy, can you explain to me what's wrong?
No problem. Here's the information about the Mercedes CLR GTR. The Mercedes CLR GTR is a remarkable racing car celebrated for its outstanding performance and sleek design, powered by a potent 6.20
limited production rate.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Oh, you're talking about the Mercedes CLR GTR.
No problem. Here's the information about the Mercedes CLR.
No, that's okay. I've already heard it. So what's going on?
I'm going to get this pizza out of the way.
Yeah, get out of here. I lost my appetite.
But the pizza.
My son is talking crazy.
Well, what's he saying?
Jeffy, say the stuff you've been saying.
Sometimes you got to pop out and show me.
Don't say that, Jeffy.
A minor.
Oh, I
see what's going on. He's Skibidi.
What?
Skibidi Toilet?
What is this toilet thing?
He has W Riz, Marvin.
W Riz.
Livy Dunn Riz.
Who is that?
Look, Marvin, he probably just fell asleep while he was watching TikTok and now he's got brain rot.
Brain rot?
Yeah, a lot of kids these days have it. That's why they're trying to ban TikTok. Hold on, I have a test to see if he actually does have brain rot. All right, Jeffy, would you rather have $100,000 in your bank account right away or Renegade Raider?
Renegade Raider?
Yeah, he's definitely got brain rot.
Okay, well, how do you fix it?
Well, you have to defeat the Skibidi Toilet God.
Who's the Skibidi Toilet God?
He's a head that lives in a toilet, but you have to have very powerful aura to defeat him.
Do I have powerful aura?
No, you don't, Marvin. Oh, hold on. John Pork is calling.
Who's John Pork?
Believe me, you do not want to answer that.
What is going on?
Marvin, you just have to have really powerful aura so you can defeat the Skibidi Toilet God.
And how do I get that?
Well, hold on. I think Jeffy might have a powerful aura. I have to test it. All right, Jeffy, let's mew. Alright, Jeffy, that's enough mewing.
I like your cut, G.
Ow.
What were you guys just doing?
We were mewing, Marvin. Jeffy's Sigma.
What is mewing?
You don't know what mewing is, Marvin?
Like a cat, like mew, mew.
Oh, cringe.
Chat, is this real?
F's in the chat.
Well, what am I doing wrong?
Everything, Marvin. You're beta.
Well, how do I not be beta? How do I get Jeffy to stop talking like that?
I told you, you have to beat the Skibidi Toilet God.
So I go to my toilet and he's there.
Yes, but you're not ready to see him yet. You have to be base. You know, Poggers, Fortnite Battle Pass.
If I buy the pass, will I be base?
No, goddammit, Marvin. Uganda Knuckles. Uganda Knuckles, Marvin. Do you know the way?
No.
Well, I will teach you the way, Marvin. I have three tests, okay? First, you have to learn how to mew.
Okay, teach me how to mew.
Okay, you have to pucker your lips and squint.
Okay.
Marvin, you look like you're pooping.
I don't know how to mew!
Okay, clearly. Okay, we'll come back to that. For now, follow me to the kitchen.
The kitchen? Why am I wearing a Toon Squad jersey?
Because, Marvin, for this test, you have to drink this entire bottle of Sprite Cranberry without spilling it.
That's not hard.
Oh, yes, it is, because you have to do it without getting caught by LeBron James.
LeBron James isn't here.
Well, every time somebody opens up a bottle of Sprite Cranberry, LeBron James just magically appears.
No, he doesn't.
All right, don't say I didn't warn you.
Hey there! It's me, LeBron James.
What, LeBron James?
Yeah, I told you, Marvin.
Whoa, is that a Sprite Cranberry? That's my favorite drink, G. Willikers.
I know, buddy.
Oh, Space Jam 2 is the ultimate Space Jam. Bugs Bunny told me himself I'm his favorite.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Mm-hmm. I get to play basketball with my son like he's 4 years old. Michael Jordan could never.
Okay, Marvin. Drink it, Sprite. Quick, quick, quick. Go, go, go.
Hey, get back with my Sprite Cranberry. Sprite Cranberry!
Okay, I'm safe in here. Let me just drink this Sprite Cranberry.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy, Sprite Cranberry.
Oh no, I'm almost done. I just gotta hurry up. Okay, I gotta hurry up.
Sprite Cranberry?
What's gonna happen to me? Oh, Marvin, you get caught by LeBron James.
My Sprite Cranberry.
What's he gonna do?
Well, he can either kill you or you can call him your Pookie Bear.
Say it.
What?
Yeah, call me Pookie Bear. Who's your Pookie Bear?
LeBron James, you're my Pookie Bear.
Yeah, that's right. Sprite Cranberry.
And you have to listen to one of his made-up stories.
What?
LeBron James is a pathological liar. He said he knew Kobe was gonna drop 80.
Yeah, I saw it in a dream once.
Oh, LeBron James, didn't you see the dinosaurs go extinct?
Yeah, I played 1v1 with a T-Rex. Then I looked up in the sky, saw a meteor, and I said, man, that looks like that's gonna make us extinct.
See?
And it did.
Oh?
Well, come on, Marvin, let's go do your next test.
Bye, LeBron James.
I'm about to play basketball.
What's wrong, Marvin?
I almost got killed by LeBron James.
Marvin, say it right.
LeBron James.
Well, how did that happen?
Because he didn't drink all of his Sprite Cranberry fast enough, that's how.
Wait a second, I thought that was only seasonal.
It is. We just taped the label onto a bottle of normal Sprite. LeBron James didn't even notice.
It was a lot of Sprite. I can't drink it that fast.
L. L's in the chat for Marvin.
Listen, I already failed the stupid test. That means I can't fight the toilet.
No, Marvin, you don't have to pass all the tests. You just have to pass three tests.
So there's a lot of tests?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch.
Well, then give me an easy one to do.
Okay, hit the gritty.
Hit the what?
Whittly, hit the gritty.
What's the gritty?
Just gritty!
Isn't that a sandwich from McDonald's?
No, Marvin, that's a McGriddle. God damn it, you're on unk status. You're giving ick.
How do I not give ick?
Okay, let me see your gyat.
My what?
Your gyat. Stick your gyat out for the Rizzler. Bend over. Oh, you do not have a gyat. Livy Dunn would not like this at all.
You're saying people's names. I don't know these people.
Okay, Marvin, try being the biggest bird.
What?
Be the biggest bird.
How can I be a bird? I'm a human.
But, like, I'm the biggest bird.
If you're the biggest bird, I can't be the biggest bird.
Marvin, just be the biggest bird, like the goat.
You want me to be a goat or a bird?
Ah, oh, Jesus Christ, Marvin, you're so chuggy. Wait, don't you know Shrek?
Yes, I know Shrek.
Okay, that's good. Shrek is love, Shrek is life. All you have to do is go kiss Shrek on the mouth and you'll pass the test. Maybe even two, because Shrek is so love and life.
I'm not kissing Shrek on the mouth, he's disgusting.
You want to beat the Skibbity Toilet God, don't you?
Yes.
Then go kiss Shrek.
Okay.
I didn't know that much shit could come out of my ass!
Hey, Shrek.
Not right now, Donkey. I just found out that I have C. diff. Get a load of this.
Oh, God, it smells so bad.
Oh, isn't it great, Donkey?
No.
I'll just bask in the ambiance of my shit.
Oh, God, I'm getting lightheaded.
Ah, me too. Isn't it great?
No.
Oh, Donkey, it's like beavers built a dam out of sticks and twigs to stop the shit from coming out of my ass. But it's not working, Donkey, because the Hurricane Katrina of shit is coming and it's gonna break the levees, Donkey! Break the levees!
Oh, God.
Donkey. Donkey, it's like my asshole is a gumball machine, just producing little shitballs, like...
Okay, that's enough. Listen, Jack, I need your help.
What do you need, Donkey?
Well, I need a... Oh, God, it sounds so bad.
Donkey, you want to know what's really bad?
What?
When you're in the middle of taking a shit, and then your asshole starts itching in the middle of it, and you itch it anyway.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you gotta get all the way to the knuckles. All right, well, now I'm just playing with myself, but...
Okay, Shrek, stop it.
Donkey. Get away from that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Donkey, I see the fingers, and there's still a little bit of shit left underneath.
Oh, God, I want to hear it.
Underneath my nails from last week's shit.
No, Donkey, get away from my face. I need your help.
What do you need, Donkey?
Okay, listen. I need to give you a kiss.
Oh, I thought you'd never ask, Donkey. Come here, you!
Not your ass!
Well, why not?
Because I need to kiss your mouth.
Oh, you think I'm sexy? Rub my titty!
No, I need to kiss you so I can get Riz.
Well, Donkey, I don't know anything about Riz. All I know is cheers. Cake, ice cream, can you handle it?
No, listen, just give me a quick kiss so I can get Riz.
Okay, come here, Donkey.
Okay, give it! Let go of me!
I don't have any toilet paper because I've got a lot of crust! Krusty Krab ass!
Did you do it?
Yes, I kissed Shrek. It was disgusting.
Oh, I can feel your Sigma aura. Bro thinks he's Cardi.
Okay, so can I take on the Toilet Man?
Family Guy Funny Moments compilation with Subway Surfers gameplay at the bottom.
What?
That means yes.
Okay, good. So I can go do the Toilet Guy.
Yeah, but take Jiffy with you. You're going to need his ratio.
His ratio?
Yeah, he has a high ratio.
Yeah, and if things get really serious, we'll just hit the T-pose.
Okay, let's go to the toilet. So I can just go to any toilet?
Yeah.
All right, because Shrek is shedding his brains out over there.
Yeah, no, he'll skibbity toilet right out of there.
I'm going to a different toilet. All right, Jeffy, there's the toilet. Now, how do we summon the skibbity toilet god?
All right, Daddy, I'm going to sing One, Two, Buckle My Shoe, and then you sing the Whopper commercial, okay?
Okay.
All right. Ready? Here we go. One, two, buckle my shoe.
Whopper, 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 whopper.
Skibbity bop bop, yeah!
Ah, it's literally just a head in the toilet, what do I do?
Then you gotta hit it with the sussy imposter!
What?
The sussy baka!
What?
Mew, Daddy, Mew!
Huh, that's weak.
Come on, Daddy, Mew! Mew like you've never mewed before!
I'm gonna mew! I'm gonna mew, I'm gonna... I did it!
Yeah, Daddy mewed!
You did what?
I mewed and I took down the skiing toilet man.
Oh, W. Marvin!
Yeah, so I'm not from Ohio and I have no baby Gronks.
Oh, Rose, you should totally hock to a spit on that thing to celebrate.
I think you should do that because I deserve it. Wait, you said if I took down man of the toilet that you wouldn't talk like this anymore.
It was cap.
Hard cap.
Okay.
Well, don't let this distract you from the fact that Klay Thompson went 0-10 in an elimination game.
He did?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, can you guys please just leave? I don't want to hear any of this stupid, dumb lingo anymore.
No problem. Here's the information about the Mercedes CLR GTR. The Mercedes CLR GTR is a remarkable racing car celebrated for its outstanding performance.
Gun yunk, gun yunk.
Jimmy, stop playing with that stupid shark.
Don't have to.
Stop it.
It's you don't have to, shark. Ask you to do something. Stop it.
Don't have to. I'm going to break the damn thing. Hold on, there's someone at the door, Jeffy.
Hello?
Hey there.
Tom Brady!
Okay, you can calm down. Yep, that's me.
What are you doing here, Tom Brady?
I'm pissed. Let me inside.
Okay, come on in.
Tom Brady mad. Tom Brady angry.
Why are you so mad, Tom Brady?
Well, didn't you see? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Philadelphia Eagles in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, and they did it without me. The first year after I retire, they beat the team that went to the Super Bowl last year, and I couldn't even beat the goddamn Cowboys.
That is true.
Yeah, and if they beat the Detroit Lions tonight, they get to go to the NFC Championship game the first year after I stop playing football. I'm going to look like a bum.
Yeah, you would look like a bum, because if they made it that far without you, that means they never even needed you.
Yes, exactly.
That means you're old.
Yeah.
That means you're a scrub.
Okay, I get it, but that's why I need you to sabotage the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What, sabotage the Buccaneers? How would I even do that?
Well, normally I would do it, because I'm really good at cheating. Like, normally I like to deflate the footballs, or record the other team's practices, or sleep with the other players' wives, but I don't want to get caught cheating again, so that's why you have to do it.
Okay, but how would I even do that?
I don't know. Find a friend. Figure it out.
Well, what would I even get out of doing this for you?
Well, if you do it for me, I'll give you one of my Super Bowl rings. Ooh, look at that. Shiny.
That is really shiny, but how much is it worth?
Well, you could auction this off for like $1 million.
$1 million? I just don't think I can do it.
Get it done, goddammit!
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, now I'm gonna go make out with my son on a yacht so I have an alibi.
So how you gonna do it, Daddy?
I'm gonna call a friend to help me.
Hey, Marvin, you call me over to watch the playoffs? Go Buffalo Bills, am I right? Hey, did you know they're named after that serial killer from Silence of the Lambs?
I think they're named after the animal.
Oh, but the Baltimore Ravens are named after that Edgar Allan Poe poem. Why can't they be named after a serial killer? That's cooler.
I don't know and I don't care. I didn't call you over to watch the playoffs.
Oh, well, what else is going on? Is there an NBA game on?
No, Tom Brady needs our help.
Wait, the Tom Brady?
The Tom Brady. He wants us to sabotage the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because they keep winning without him.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good. It's almost like they never even needed him.
Exactly. He said if they keep winning, he's going to look like a bum.
Yeah, he will. So what do we do?
So he said we could record the Buccaneers' practice and send it to the Lions so the Lions know their plays.
But the game's tonight. There's no more practices.
Oh, well, he said we could deflate the Buccaneers' footballs.
But I think deflating the footballs actually helps the team win.
Well, we don't know how to make them lose. Do you know how to make them lose?
There's only one man I know that knows how to make a Florida team lose in the playoffs, and that's Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat.
He knows how to lose?
Oh, does he know how to lose? He loves losing. He's a pro at losing. See, he has the strategy where he makes coffee instead of making basketball shots, because the only shots he wants to make are shots of espresso.
He likes coffee?
Oh, he loves coffee. He loves coffee more than basketball. It's almost like he forgot he gets paid hundreds of millions of dollars to play a game, and instead, he just wants to make coffee. He forgot that Starbucks exists, or Dunkin' Donuts, or McDonald's, or all of the other places that make coffee. See, he's trying to invent something that already exists. He's trying to invent the iPhone while he should be playing fucking basketball.
Well, can we call him up?
Oh, no, I don't want to bother him. He's busy making 60 fucking country music songs, Jimmy. What are you doing? Just play basketball. That's all anybody wants you to do. Are you tired of basketball? Do you not want to play basketball anymore? That's okay. We would understand. Nikola Jokic says he doesn't want to play basketball. He just wants to play with his horses. But you know what he does? He wins basketball games before he plays with his horses. Why can't you win basketball games before making your fucking coffee, Jimmy? This man's out here doing all the 2K side quests. He's probably friends with Jake from State Farm, and he's probably going to start skateboarding next.
So we can't call him?
No, he's busy doing everything but basketball.
Well, how can we stop the Tampa Bay Buccaneers from winning?
Well, I have an idea. How about I sneak into their locker room and steal some of their equipment, and then we mess with it so that they play bad?
How are we going to get into the Buccaneers' locker room?
Oh, I've worked everywhere at some point or another. I'm pretty sure I can get into anywhere.
Well, go grab some stuff.
Okay, I'll be right back. Yeah. All right, Marvin, I found some cool shit.
Whoa, you did get some good stuff.
Yeah, I get Mike Evans' jersey, Baker Mayfield's helmet, and the ball they're going to use during the game.
Are these important players?
Are they important players? Marvin, Mike Evans is the most important receiver they have. If he can't catch balls, there's no way they're going to win.
So how are we going to mess with him by taking his jersey?
Well, I was thinking we could take this skunk I found outside and make him spray his ass juice all over the jersey. That way he'll be so stinky he can't focus on the game.
Yeah, if his jersey smells bad, there's no way he can catch balls.
Yes, let me get this thing to spray its juice. Here, come on, give me a squirt. Go. Okay, let's give that a whiff. Oh, God, that is disgusting. Yeah, there's no way he's going to catch balls smelling like that.
So what are we going to do to Baker Mayfield's helmet?
Well, I was thinking we could put some lice in there so that he's scratching his head and he forgets the plays and he gets sacked.
Yeah, there's no way he can focus on the game. His head's itchy.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are we going to get lice at?
Hold on. Let me go find a dirty kindergartner who doesn't bathe. All right, Marvin, I found a kid that says he has lice. I got little bugs in my hair. Okay, kid, shake your head off into that helmet. Ah! Oh, Marvin, look at all that lice. His head's going to be itchy as fuck.
Yeah, that is a lot of lice.
Okay, kid, you can scram.
He's going to be itching his head the whole game. He's going to forget his plays.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Mike Evans not going to be able to catch with his jersey smelling that bad.
Ooh, I have an idea to make sure he definitely doesn't catch. I also got Mike Evans' gloves he's going to be wearing during the game, so I was thinking I could rub this Butterfingers on there to give him Butterfingers so he drops the ball.
I think maybe you should rub actual butter on it, because Butterfingers aren't that slippery.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're probably right. Okay, I got this stick of butter, too. Oh, yeah, it's so slippery. Oh, yeah, good luck catching a ball with that on your gloves.
Yeah, there's no way he's going to catch it with butter.
Yeah.
So we should do something to the actual ball, just in case.
Ooh, I have an idea. Okay, Marvin, I got these magnets, and I'm going to put one of them inside the ball, and then I'm going to have somebody else in the stands with the other magnet, so whenever they throw the ball, it gets pulled out of bounds like this. See?
Oh, that would actually work.
Yeah, so I'm going to put this in the ball, and then I'm going to take all this stuff back to the Buccaneers' locker room.
Okay, go.
Marvin, you're never going to believe what I found.
What?
Wait, is this lice?
Yeah, that kid had a lot of lice on his head.
Ew. Well, when I was returning this stuff to the Buccaneers' locker room, I saw that the Detroit Lions' locker room was open, and I found their best player's jersey, Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Donovan Peoples-Jones?
Yeah, he should run for president, because he's not just any Jones, he's the Peoples-Jones, and that's even better than Osmosis Jones.
Is Donovan Peoples-Jones good?
Is he good? He's their best player. His touchdown celebration goes crazy. It's here's the church, here's the steeple, look inside, here's the people's Jones. But I was thinking I could take this needle full of steroids and put it in the jersey, so whenever he wears it, it stabs him and injects him with steroids, and he's gonna go crazy out there. He's gonna get 400 yards and 8 tutties in the first quarter. I mean, yeah, he's gonna be suspended for the rest of his career, but we only need him to win this game.
Okay, well, if he's good, why do you even have to do that?
Well, I mean, he doesn't need it, but I mean, it couldn't hurt, right? So let me just put this in there, and then I'll return this back to the locker room. Marvin, when I was returning Donovan Peoples-Jones' jersey, I saw the Buccaneers' Gatorade cart, and I took it. I took their Gatorade, Marvin. And I was thinking we could take this laxative and put it in their Gatorade. So they smell like shit, they have shit in their pants, they're definitely going to play like shit.
I mean, that is a really good idea, but I have a question. How are you going in and out of the Detroit Lions Stadium so easily?
Marvin, it's Detroit. There is no security.
Okay, but we live in Florida. How are you going to Florida and Detroit back and forth so fast?
Well, Marvin, that's why it's a YouTube video. I don't know, I got like a teleportation device up my ass or something. Who cares? Just help me put the Miralax in the Gatorade.
Okay.
Marvin, look. Look who I found. When I was returning the Miralax Gatorade to the Buccaneers' locker room... Wait, what? Nothing. Don't worry about it. I found this ref who's officiating the game, and I brought him back here to talk to him. Okay, so what do you need from me? Well, we were wondering if maybe you could rig the game to make sure the Buccaneers lose. Hell no! I'm not gonna do that! I'm not gonna compromise the integrity of the NFL! Oh, come on, man. It's just to help Tom Brady. Do you know how many times I helped him throughout his career? Do you have any idea how many flags I threw to help him win games? Well, can't you just do it one more time? Hell no! He's retired! And besides, a lot of people are betting a lot of money on this game. Oh my god, you're right. We should bet on this game. Marvin, how much are you getting for helping Tom Brady?
Only $1 million if the Buccaneers lose.
Okay, we're gonna give you $1 million if you help us rig the game. Well, shit, I guess I can try.
No, don't give him my $1 million! I only have $1 million!
Marvin, don't worry. If we bet on the Buccaneers to lose, you'll probably make like $2 million. That's $1 million for him and $1 million for you!
We shouldn't bet money that I don't even have yet.
Don't worry about it, Marvin. I know the perfect casino for betting money you don't have. Come on.
Welcome to the casino, fellas. Marvin, you're not allowed to gamble here. You don't have any money.
Oh, he's about to have money, because we're going to bet $1 million that the Buccaneers are going to lose.
Well, the Detroit Lions are favored by 6.5, so if you make $1 million bet, that's only going to pay $300,000.
Shit. Well, Marvin, I guess we can't pay off that referee.
Well, we didn't have $1 million anyway.
Wait, you guys were going to bet on a rigged game with money you don't have?
We were trying to, yes.
Well, how do you know the game's rigged?
Because I rigged it.
How?
Don't worry about it, okay? Just trust me that the Buccaneers are going to have lice, they're going to shit their pants, and they're going to be stinky.
Okay, well, if the Buccaneers end up losing this game, then I'll give you guys $5 million because I'm gonna bet all my money on it.
Oh, they're definitely gonna lose.
We can't guarantee that.
We can guarantee it, Marvin. I pissed in their Gatorade.
I thought you put Miralax in it.
No, Marvin, why do you think it was yellow? It was clear when I got it, and then I pissed into it.
Oh, okay, then I guess they're gonna lose, but we have to do something else to guarantee they're gonna lose.
Don't worry, Marvin. I have a plan to make sure the Lions win.
Listen, if the Buccaneers don't lose this game, I'm gonna cut off your ball sack, put them in a blender, and make a ball sack margarita.
Okay, deal.
Don't say deal. Wait, where's Brooklyn guy at?
Ugh, sorry about that, Marvin. I had to stop by the zoo and steal this lion.
Why did you steal a lion?
Don't worry, he's tranquilized.
But why did you steal a lion?
I got another genius idea, Marvin. Okay, guess what the Detroit Lions mascot is?
A lion.
How'd you know?
Because of the Detroit Lions.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so get this. I snuck into his enclosure dressed up like a Buccaneers player, and I stole all his food. And then when he tried to attack me, I tranquilized him with a tranquilizer dart. But I was staring him in the eyes the entire time. So when he wakes up, he's going to be really pissed at the Buccaneers.
Harris. So I was thinking I could sneak onto the field and replace their mascot with him, so when he wakes up, he starts attacking Buccaneers players.
What if he attacks Lions players?
He's not going to attack all the Lions, Marvin.
The Lions players don't look like Lions.
Yeah, but they have Lions on their helmets. Look, he'll understand, okay? Don't worry about it.
How are you going to get a Lion onto the football field?
It's Detroit, Marvin. Nobody cares. Come on, Gumball.
Wait, his name is Gumball?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's named Gumball because this one time this kid dropped a gumball into his enclosure and tried to get it, and he ate the kid. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, it's kind of fucked up that they named him after a tragedy. Come on, Gumball. Okay, Marvin, I think we've done everything humanly possible to fuck this game up for the Buccaneers. They're definitely gonna lose. So now let's just sit back and watch an absolute ass-pounding.
Hold on, let me go get my computer and I'll show you my favorite website.
No, I meant the football game, but later, though. See, Marvin, I told you, the Buccaneers were shitting their pants, and Bakey McFuckballs was scratching his head the whole game. He didn't know what was going on. I didn't see our Lion, though. He must have gotten loose somewhere. But I mean, hey, that's Detroit. That happens all the time, right?
I can't believe you guys were actually right.
So we get $5 million?
No, I didn't make the bet because I didn't believe you. Not to mention you didn't even give me $1 million to bet.
That's fair.
Wow, you guys actually did it. You made me look good.
So I get a Super Bowl ring?
Well, no, because I actually played a Super Bowl to get that ring. But I'll kiss you on the mouth, though.
I'll take that.
Hey, no, I get the kiss. I'm the one who helped.
All right, class. Today, we're going to be learning about odd numbers. So, if this pattern were to continue, what would come before 47?
AK. Who are you texting, Junior?
No one. I'm just on the P-Hub.
Oh, cool. Did you hear my joke?
What joke?
I said AK, you know, before 47, you know, because we're in school. Thank memes.
Yeah. That's a really funny joke.
We're still cool, right, Cody?
Yeah?
Yeah, you should tell the teacher your joke.
Really?
Yeah, he thinks it's really funny.
Okay. Hey, teacher, I think it's AK.
AK? AK not even a number, Cody, that don't make no sense. So what you're saying is, it goes 43, AK, 47. Oh, Cody, you know you're not supposed to make jokes like that in school, especially you, because you're the weird kid that's sitting in the back. I never know what you're doing back there. What are you doing? Every time I go home, I tell my wife, I say, if there's a kid that's going to do it, it's going to be Cody. So every day, I wear bulletproof vests underneath my shirt. Why do you think I give you A's? I don't even grade your test. I don't even know what you get on the test. I just give you A. So I'm trying to get on your good side. If you're going to go Yosemite Sam all over the class, make sure you wait for the substitute, okay? We cool. I ain't no snitch.
Okay.
All right.
Why do you lock the door?
Who did it? Somebody texted 911 saying some lunch runner made a scary joke.
It was Cody, the weird kid with the glasses. He did it.
It was Cody. He the weird kid. He always making jokes in school. He always messing around and hit desks. I don't know what he got in there.
All right. You're coming with me.
What, me? No, I'm Joseph. It was him. That's Cody.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I saw the color of your hat and I thought crime.
Oh, okay, I understand.
Alright, you're coming with me.
But it was just a joke.
Kid, do you know what year is? There's no such thing as jokes. Now, you're coming with me, connect the dots, face. I really love being a bully in school. That's why I became a cop.
Alright, Cody, whenever you decide to come back for your revenge tour, message me on Facebook so I know not to be here that day.
Dude, I have band-aids all over my face.
I love having band-aids all over my face.
Dude, I even have a band-aid mustache. Call me Mr. Band-Aid Face.
Oh, how's it going there, Mr. Band-Aid Face?
Wait, don't call me Mr. Band-Aid Face. Mr. Band-Aid Face was my father.
Doing?
Oh, hey there, criminal.
Oh, hey, Cody.
We're just putting band-aids all over our face.
Oh, neat.
You want to put a band-aid on your face?
No, I'm good, thanks.
So what happened after school?
Well, I got expelled.
Expelled? That's sick!
Sick? Wait, no, Junior, it's not sick. I want to go to school.
Well, because you're a nerd, but what'd your parents say about you getting expelled?
Well, they were really mad. They spit on me and called me names, which was actually kind of hot, so maybe I should make them mad more often.
Wait, so since you're expelled, you can just stay at home all day and put band-aids on your face?
Well, I don't want to put band-aids on my face, Junior, and I still have to go to school because now my parents want to move to someplace that'll let me go to school.
Move? Well, where are you going to move? To
Vermont.
What's in Vermont?
I have no idea. Trees, I think. Maybe a McDonald's.
Well, if there's nothing in Vermont, why they want to move there?
Well, because my mom really likes maple syrup and pancakes, and Vermont's got them.
Oh, well, that's stupid. You can't move. Who are we gonna make fun of?
Yeah, nerd.
Yeah, ugly.
Yeah, pimple face.
Yeah, butt face.
Okay, I get it. You guys are gonna miss me.
Cody, in a group of friends, we always need that one nerdy kid to pick on, and you're that nerdy kid.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are gonna have to find a new nerdy kid.
No, you're our nerdy kid, and you're the one we're gonna make fun of for the rest of our life. So, we have to find a way for you not to move. So,
If you go back to school, you don't have to move, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the plan. What if you made a cloning machine, and you cloned yourself, and then we blamed your clone for that stupid joke you made in school today? We'll just say it wasn't you, it was a clone.
Huh. I think I could make a clone machine.
Yeah, so go do that, you stupid nerd, while we put band-aids on our face.
Okay, well, you guys have fun.
Yeah, okay, put more band-aids.
Oh, yeah, band-aids. I love them.
Tag, you're in.
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 Tag, you're in. A little help.
No.
That's okay, I got it.
Ooh, the old cloning machine.
Yeah, I dug it out of the garage. Good old cloning machine.
Does it still work?
Yeah, I think so. I tried to use it to clone a bunch of pizzas and start a pizza company, but that didn't really pan out. You get it? Like pan pizzas?
Cody, you should get in, and we clone you so we can blame the clone on all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, get in there. Yeah, yeah. Cody, look, it cloned you!
Yeah, he looks kind of evil, though.
Why, because of the eyebrows?
Yeah, because of the eyebrows.
Well, look, all you have to do is call the teacher and say, look, this is the Cody that made the joke, and not that Cody. Say it's like your twin brother or something.
Wait, where's he going?
We have to catch him because we have to show him to the teacher.
Okay.
Oh, man, the pizza is done. Mm-mm-mm, it looks so delicious. Oh, yeah, we're eating good tonight. What do you want, Cody? What are you doing with my pizza? Cody, what is wrong with you? I just took that. No, the pizza.
Did he come in here?
I don't know.
You purple nose freak.
Shoot me harder, Daddy.
We should have to get off of him.
Junior, he ruined my pizza.
No, he didn't.
Don't tell me what I didn't saw if I saw it with my own eyes.
I definitely did it. You should keep choking me.
God darn it.
No. It was an evil twin.
Evil twin?
Yeah, I wouldn't believe it either. Keep choking.
Good God.
Well, we cloned him. It was evil twin. We don't have time for you to choke. Come on, Cody. Let's go get your twin.
But what about my pizza?
Oh, man, I can't wait to sit back and watch TV.
Hey, who are you, the cable guy? Okay, I'm glad you're here. You know what? I want you to hook me up with all the good channels. You know, Skinamax, Disney Channel, you know, Nick Jr., all the good ones. Yeah. What are you doing? Stop! Why would you destroy my TV?
Oh, Cody, I think he's in here.
Really?
Why you look?
It must be my birthday.
Stop. He didn't do anything. It was his evil twin.
What?
Oh, come on, Cody, we have to get him.
Oh, my TV!
Cody, where's he at?
I don't know, Junior. We have to find him before he gets me in more trouble.
There's somebody at the door.
Cody, we are so mad at you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Junior. My parents.
What are they doing here?
Me and your father were just sitting at home on the couch watching Cops.
Yeah, they got my cousin Peebo.
And we were just getting madder and madder that you got expelled.
First they get my cousin Peebo, and then I gotta deal with you getting expelled.
So we decided to come over here and spank you in front of your friends.
Man, free Peebo.
Aw, they never spank me in front of anybody.
And your daddy's gonna spank you with the big paddle.
Mm-hmm, huge. The big one. The bedazzled one. The one with all the jewels and rhinestones on it so it can leave a mark.
Aw, lucky.
And don't even try to complain, Cody, because the more you complain, the deeper into Vermont we're gonna go.
Mm-hmm, maple syrup.
What did you have but your mama?
I am so grounded.
Cody, I got a plan, come on. All right, Cody, I have this awesome idea to catch your clone.
Okay.
Well, I guess I won't tell you then.
But why?
Because you don't sound like you care, you're just like... Okay.
Well, I was waiting for you to tell
okay.
me. Well, Junior, tell me.
Okay.
Junior, just tell me the
okay.
plan. Junior, just tell me.
I just want you to sound like you care, Cody.
Okay, fine.
All right, we'll do this again. All right, Cody, I have this awesome idea to catch your clone.
Oh, my God, Junior. Please tell me your plan. I'm begging you. I can't wait to hear it.
Cody, you sound like a goofball.
Junior, did you just call me a goofball?
Yeah, you sound like a goofball.
Junior, never call me a goofball again, or your whole family's going to go missing.
Well, how about you sound like you care about my plan?
All right, fine.
Hey, Cody, I had this awesome idea to catch your clone.
Well, please tell me your plan, Junior.
All right, so thank you for being so concerned with my plan. All right, so we're trying to catch a clone, right?
Yeah.
Well, to catch a clone, we need to be a clone.
Not really.
Yeah, we do. So, I was thinking me and Joseph should clone each other, and then our clones go after your clone, because we make fun of you, right? So, if our clones make fun of your clone will cry, and then we capture him while he's crying.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, so, Joseph.
Huh?
We need to clone each other.
Oh, okay, dude.
Wait, Joseph, what have you been doing this whole time?
Oh, I've just been on my phone. You know, the gram, looking at butts.
So, all right, Joseph. Get in there with me.
Okay, dude.
Yeah. Turn it on, Cody.
Dude!
Oh, look, we got cloned!
Yeah, but they still look pretty evil, Junior.
Yeah, they look evil, but hopefully they'll listen. All right, Clone Junior and Clone Joseph, go make fun of Clone Cody!
I really hope this works, Junior.
It'll work.
Mm-mm-mm! The second pizza of the night is done! Oh, man, I've been cooking all night. I'm so exhausted! Wait, what do you guys want? Look, the pizza's done, okay? Go and sit down!
They're just beating up Chef Pee Pee.
Yeah, the plan backfired.
Yeah, so now we have to catch three clones instead of one.
Well, good thing I have another awesome idea!
I can't wait to hear it!
That's the spirit, Cody, come on! Alright, guys, this is my plan! See those three boxes right there? Well, I put an item that I know we each like underneath the box. So our clones have to like what we like, because they're our clones. So, when the clone goes to grab the item, we pull this red string right here, and then boom, we capture them!
Wow, that's actually a pretty good idea.
Thanks, Cody!
Wait, is it money in that box?
Yeah, I know you're poor, so you like money.
Wait, is it Ken?
Yeah, I know you like Ken, so I put Ken for you, and I put Thomas for me, because I love Thomas!
Wow, I think this plan might actually work.
Yeah, it's good. Did you clone Cody? All right, Cody. Your clone's right there. And I'll tell you when. Pull the string! Yeah. You did it, Cody!
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Well, but...
Okay, wow.
Not excited.
No, not like, oh, we caught my clone, just...
We okay. Did it!
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Do it again!
Okay.
All right. We just caught your clone!
Yeah, we did it!
Yeah! Oh, Joseph's clone. Ooh. All right, Joseph. Your clone's going for the money, okay? Okay. So when I tell you to, pull the string.
All right.
And... Pull the string! Oh.
Yeah, we got him!
This is what I'm talking about!
Right here,
on the money!
Yeah, dude!
See,
Cody, that's how you celebrate!
Okay.
Oh, my clone's coming! All right, Cody. There goes my clone trying to grab Thomas. And at the exact right moment, the exact second, the exact millisecond, I'm gonna pull the string and capture him, okay?
Well, Junior, you better do it. He's gonna get away.
Oh! See, there you go. I knew how to catch him!
Oh, yeah, we did it.
So what we're going to do. We're going to go get our clones, and we're going to show the teacher your clone so you don't get expelled anymore, okay? Let's go. All right, Cody, the teacher will be here soon.
I hope so.
What's up, homie?
What up, Teach?
Hey, Cody, I didn't know you were going to be here, or else I would have worn my bulletproof vest.
Nah, we're cool, Teach, even though you expelled me.
Well, Cody, you said inappropriate joke at school, and you're not supposed to do that.
Well, teacher, we actually found out that Cody didn't say the inappropriate joke. It was actually his evil twin brother, Cootie.
Cootie?
Yeah, Cootie said the joke, not Cody. So Cody should be allowed at school, right?
Well, if Cody didn't say the joke and it was actually Cootie, then yeah, Cody can come back to school, but Cootie expelled.
Cody, you gotta go back to school!
Okay. No Vermont!
Yeah, no Vermont! Who lives in Vermont?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I'll see you two at school tomorrow. Gang, gang. Yeet.
Yeah.
Okay, Junior, but what are we going to do with all these clones?
Ooh, I know what we can do with all these clones.
Junior, why did we put all our clones in a box?
Because somebody bought our clones.
Well, who would buy our clones?
I don't know. Somebody who wants to play with us? Wait, that sounds weird.
Well, how'd they even buy them anyway?
Oh, it's easy. You can buy our clones at smlmerch.com!
Okay. SMLmerch.com!
Yeah, if you want to buy our clones, you can buy them there. But, we should probably get this box out of the way and ship it to someone who bought them. All right, Joseph, you want to put more Band-Aids on our face?
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, Band-Aids! Yeah! Alright guys, if you want the new SML merch puppets, you can go buy them at smlmerch.com. We got the Joseph puppet.
Hey dude!
We got the Cody puppet.
Yeah.
We got the Bowser puppet.
Oh my god, where's the remote?
And we also have the Mario puppet. Hey guys, help me. Help me please. Jeffy, stop it. You know, I'm just so sad all the time. So if my family sees this, I want them to know I love them. Mario's actually my favorite.
He looks really great.
Jeffy, stop it. Stop it, Jeffy. I wasn't able to use Mario in this video, but you guys can get a complete bundle of all the new characters.
Woo!
On smlmerch.com if you want to. And we also have the SML box if you want that too. Where's the Jeffy figurine? Jeffy figurine. Poopy likes the Jeffy.
It's pretty cool. It's really high quality.
Yeah, that's some quality. Quality. So anyway, guys, you can go get the SML box. You can also get the puppets right now on smlmerch.com. Make a cool Christmas gift. Anyway, guys, we'll see you in the next video.
Yeah!
Hey, Donnie!
Hey, Jeffy.
No, Dad, I don't want you to call me Jeff anymore. I want you to call me Isaac Newton.
Why would I call you Isaac Newton?
Because I'm inventing gravity and shit. What goes up must come down, Dick.
What'd you invent?
Daddy, I now meant to introduce to you the shit bag.
That's a bag full of bubblegum, Jeffy.
No, Daddy, this isn't the shit bag. This is just what I'm gonna use to make the shit bag. Allow me to explain my hypotenuse.
Hypotenuse?
Yes, a hypotenuse is an idea, Father.
You mean a hypothesis?
Hypothesis, hypotenuse, hippo ass, I don't care. I said I'm Isaac Newton, not Noah Webster. Noah Webster was the guy who invented the Webster Dictionary, and I know no one gives a fuck.
All right, Jeffy, how's a bag full of bubblegum an idea?
All right, let me explain to you. First off, I'm gonna start by swallowing all this gum. Pause. And once I swallow all this gum, no homo, then I'm going to fart, and a big, giant gum bubble is going to come out of my asshole. And then I will start the defecation process. And once I start shitting into the bubble, it will fill up, I will detach the gum bubble from my asshole, I will tie a knot around it, and put it in the trash can. No more toilets, no water, no toilet paper, just shit bag.
You are a shit bag.
Well, this shit bag has a pretty good idea, and while I'm at it, I'm going ahead and solving the airplane problem. Because I can swallow all this gum, and then a big gum bubble will come out of my ass, and I'll float up in the sky, just like the house from Up, and I'll go to Paradise Falls or some shit.
All right, Jeff, you're not going to eat all that gum.
We'll see.
Yeah, we're not going to see shit.
Yeah, you're right, because it's going to be encapsulated in a big gum bubble.
Can you guys calm down? I'm trying to watch my Talk Tua podcast.
What's Talk Tua?
It's a podcast where they talk about girly things.
Shh. Howdy, y'all. Welcome to the Talk Tua podcast. Hey, all my hops, time to talk to you. Today, we got a special guest, old Ronald, who had a McDonald's E-I-E-I-O. I'm loving it. Tell everyone, hey, Ronald.
I heard you like to spit on it. Is that true? Because I'm trying to find out. I will warn you, though. Takes a lot of spit to handle this Big Mac.
I mean, it just depends on how big the Big Mac is.
It's massive. Some women would describe it as grotesque. Takes a lot to handle this Big Mac. Do you want your own Happy Meal? Maybe the Talk Tua or the Hawk Tua Happy Meal.
Oh, the Hawk Tua Happy Meal. That's actually a great deal.
We'll earn it. Hey, turn those cameras out. Turn it off.
Oh, my gosh, Marvin. She's so inspiring. She said one sentence while she was drunk, and now she's famous.
Wait, she's famous because she said one sentence?
Yeah.
And people actually watch this?
Yes, of course, Marvin. It's one of the biggest podcasts out there.
Why does anyone want to listen to someone talk?
Well, to hear their opinions and their worldviews. It's very inspiring.
Wait, Jeffy, knock it off.
Shit bag.
No shit bag.
Look, Marvin, the news!
Breaking news, MK. Joe Rogan has signed a multi-year $250 million partnership deal with Spotify to upload his podcasts.
$250 million?
People like podcasts, Marvin.
But $250 million just to speak?
Well, that's because Joe Rogan's so famous.
Well, I'll talk for $250 million. I'll talk for cheaper, $250,000. I'll talk for $250.
You could start a podcast, Marvin, and eventually you could make money if people found you interesting.
Oh, everybody would find me interesting. My life's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Every single day, the craziest shit happens.
Yeah.
People won't believe the things I think about.
Oh, you could always have Jeffy on your podcast.
I'm not going to put Jeffy on my podcast. He never says anything smart.
Daddy, how do turtles bang? Their shell would get in the way.
See, I'm not putting that on the internet.
Marvin, you could call it Two Peas in a Podcast.
Or Two Reas in a Tardcast.
We're not calling it Two Reas in a Tard, Jeffy.
Well, that's the only way I'm talking on it is if it's called that.
Well, I'll call it Marvelous with Marvin. Marvelous Marvin Podcast.
Marvelous Marvin Podcast?
Or Marv Time with Marvy.
That one. Marv Time with Marvy.
Okay, now that I said it. I'm doing Marvelous Marvin.
Okay.
I'm going to go start my podcast. Jeffy, come help me set up the cameras. Okay, it looks like everything's set up.
What happened to Marv Time with Marvy?
I like the sound of Marvelous Marvin Podcast better.
Huh.
All right, I'm ready to record, Jeffy.
Okay. Alright, Danny, it's live.
Live?
Yeah, the podcast is live!
But hey everyone, welcome to the Marvelous Marvin Podcast.
It was gonna be called Marv Time with Marvy, which leads us to the first question of the day. Who the fuck's ever called you Marvy?
No one's ever called me Marvy. I was trying to think of a creative name.
Well, I got a creative name for you. How about Tard Time with Tardy, featuring the Tard, me?
We're not calling anything with Tard in the name, Jeffy.
Well, I personally like Two Rees and a Tard. I get a dual role. I get to be one of the Rees and the Tard.
But we're gonna call it what I named it.
Okay, Marv Time with Marv Tard.
No,
Marvelous Marvin podcast, and let's talk about the real things people want to know. So today I went to go get gas, and man, those gas prices are high. They're really high. I only paid $5. I was like, I'm not filling my tank with that much gas because that's expensive.
Yep. Sounds like you really put your foot down on that, Stance Daddy. Now let's answer the questions that people really want to know. Like, what would happen if you stuck your wiener in a fire ant hill?
No one's ever wondering that, because no one's going to do that.
I'm always wondering that, Daddy. Like, what would happen if you saw a little hole in the top of the ant hill and you stuck your wiener in it? Huh? And then all the ants started colonizing your bladder, going up through your pee hole. Oh, queen ant dick. And then all the worker ants started bringing breadcrumbs up your pee hole to feed the queen ant. Now you got a bread factory in your dick. Stock that on the shelves and shit.
All right, Jeffy, listen. No one's ever, 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 ever in this world stuck their wiener in an ant pile.
I'm sure there's been plenty of people who stuck their wiener in an ant hill. And one of them's on this podcast. Me. I did it. Now my dick looks like a red corn on the cob. Helen Keller could read an entire story giving me a handy.
All right, that ends the podcast for today. Thanks for watching, everybody.
And there's one more thing I must say before I go. Humpty Dumpty dick.
All right, bye, everybody.
Sign off.
Bye, bye, bye.
How did the podcast go, Marvin?
Awful. Jeffy said dick 40 times.
No, I only said it 4 times. I said tard more.
Jeffy, I'm going to go read the comments.
Please don't read the comments. I don't want to read what they have to say.
Well, what's wrong, Marvy?
Oh, my God, Marvin, they love it.
What do you mean they love it?
There's over 25,000 views.
We got 25,000 views?
Well, I watched it 24,000 times.
So we got 1,000 views?
Oh, my God, Marvin, and they love Jeffy. Good thing you put him on the podcast.
Yeah, good thing.
Well, I'm not going to put him on another one. I don't want him to say those obscene things he said.
Marvin, you have to put him back on. They love him.
I'm not going to put on Jeffy, who said Helen Keller could give him a handy and read a whole book.
What?
Oh, they're throwing at the door. It's probably an angry mob.
Of tards.
Hello?
Hey there, are you Marvin from Mar Time with Marvy?
Right here. This is him. Go ahead, say hi, Marvy.
Well, my name's Marvin from the Marvelous Marvin podcast.
Well, your ratings are through the roof. We have tons of celebrities lined up to be on your show.
Wait, really? They love me that much?
No, they want to be interviewed by Jeffy.
Okay, well, it's called the Marvelous Marvin podcast, so obviously I still get to be on the podcast, right?
Nope, just Jeffy.
Yeah, Tard Time with Tardy.
Sounds good. So, you down?
Okay, first of all, I'm his guardian, so it would only be responsible if I asked how much.
Well, we're going to offer you $20,000 per episode.
Good golly gee.
We'll take it. We'll definitely take it.
Your first interview is with Cat Williams.
Who the fuck's that?
Welcome back to Two Reads and a Tard. I'm one of the Reads and the Tard. And today I have another Reed with me, Mr. Cat Williams.
Hello, everybody. I am Cat Williams. I guess I'm the other Reed. I'm here to do this podcast, Very Funny Comedian.
All right, so tell me, Mr. Cat Williams, why is your name Cat? Are you part kitty cat?
No, I am full human being. Why would I be part cat?
Did your parents like Kit Kat and they named you after Kit Kats?
No, sir. That's a snack. I'm not a snack.
Is Kat short for Catherine?
No, that is a girl's name.
Is it short for catheter?
I am not a catheter, sir.
You do know what a catheter is, right?
Yes.
It's a plastic tube that goes in your wiener and helps you piss.
It does help you piss. I am not a catheter, I promise.
So then why do they call you Cat?
Because I'm smooth and swift like a cat, yeah. If it was up to me, I would be named Cat in the Hat.
There's already a book called that.
I know. I wanted the name so damn bad.
Huh. Well, go ahead and tell us about yourself, Cat in the Hat.
Well, first off, let me start off by telling you, Diddy offered me $50 million for my asshole, and I said no twice.
Wait, someone offered you $50 million to touch your butthole, and you said no?
Twice.
What?
Yes,
if someone wants to touch my butthole for $50 million, they can do it. Go ahead and ask me if you can touch my butthole for $50 million.
Can I touch
yes. It? See, that's how fast I would say it. $40 million, yes. $30 million, yes. $10 million, yes. $400, yes. Free, yes. Just touch it. You know, can you pass my number along to Diddy? I'll go up to the jail cell, and he can diddle my ass through the bars. I'll be like the Uber Eats of ass.
Sir, you should not put a price on your ass. It's not worth it, I promise.
Well, you know what y'all was watching last night? And this girl sure put a price on her ass. I'm talking 3 wieners in her butt. Ooh. How much do you think she got paid for that? Not $50 million, because the video quality was shit. I'm talking 420p. That's how many pennies she got paid. $4.20.
Oh, I don't know if I want to do this interview anymore.
Well, I don't want to talk to someone who turned down $50 million to touch their butthole.
Well, forget you then, damn it.
All right, bye. All right, guys, we'll be back with more Tard Talk after this.
Marvin, why aren't you on the podcast?
They didn't want me. They only wanted Jeffy.
Well, I told you they loved him.
Good golly gee, that Cat Williams interview went great. Here's your $20,000, minus my $10,000 agent fee.
You take a 50% agent fee?
Yep, I sure do, but that's showbiz for ya.
Oh, so who's Jeffy's next interview on a podcast?
I've got them all lined up and ready to go. Come on.
He didn't answer who.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Finger Painting with Tards. I'm all out of poop, so let's start talking. I'm here with everyone's favorite overweight cupcake eater, EDP445. So tell us, EDP, were you really trying to eat a cupcake, or were you trying to diddle?
Bro, let me tell you something, dog, okay? Do you honestly think, right? And I don't even know why I'm explaining myself to people, but unfortunately, niggas are fucking retarded.
Whoa, hold on! You can't be saying that word, offending my people! I invite you on two reeds and a tard, and you want to drop the R-bomb like it's nothing? I'm not over here saying the N-word. I mean, you want to sit here and scream a word that's brought my people down for days? I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Sorry about that. Sorry for the foul and offensive language. We'll be right back with more Targ Talk.
Ooh, how'd the interview go? Where's the money?
Well, the interview was cut short. If you cut off the stream, you get no green.
Wait, cut short? Why'd you cut it short, Jeffy?
Well, he offended my people.
Okay, so can we get another interview so we get some more money?
Yep, and the next one's a big one. Patrick Mahomes. Come on, Jimmy.
Oh, wow, he's going to interview Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
Hey, guys, welcome back. I'm the homie missing a chromie, and I'm here with two-time Super Bowl loser and tard, Patrick Mahomes.
Well, actually, it's three-time Super Bowl winner.
But you lost twice, though.
Yeah, well, see, that's my bank account of $1 billion.
Hey, bank account, you lost two Super Bowls.
Yeah, but I won three.
But you still lost two.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever told you that you sound like Kermit the Frog?
You handled that well.
Did you know that your wife is racist?
No.
Well, she is because when she was asked what your favorite food was, she said, fried chicken. Just like that because you're half black and she thinks that you like fried chicken.
Okay, she's a little racist.
I knew that. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
Also, why do your teammates keep getting arrested?
Oh, yeah, Xavier Worthy got arrested for beating his girlfriend. The charges got dropped, though.
Yeah, got dropped like she did when he hit her.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy to watch. He hit her twice.
Yeah, twice. Like, how many Super Bowls you lost? Because you lost twice.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, how did that make you feel?
Well, you know, we all went out there on the field and tried our hardest.
Which you didn't, though. Like, it was like an absolute fucking butt fuck. Like, they televised rape. Can I say rape? Is bad on the podcast? Anybody? Daddy! Behind the camera! Can I say if it's in a non-sexual way? I know is bad when it happens to people, but in this instance, it's not bad. It's almost like he wanted it. Because he kept bending over and let all 52 members of the other team put it right in his pooper.
I think that's how many people are on the other team. 52.
53. 53, that's right.
Yeah. So how does that make you feel?
You know, it's true.
Yeah. All right. One more thing. Your brother's gay. All right. We'll be back with another Tard on Tard Talk.
How'd the Patrick Mahomes interview go?
Well, your son said a very bad word.
Yeah, he does that.
I said rape a lot.
Yeah, he did. So now none of the streaming services want him on their platform. And they're suing him for $10,000, which I'll just go ahead and take to him.
Wait, so his podcast career's over?
Yep, looks like it.
Well, then what can we do for money?
Well, he could try starting a meme coin, pump and dump that bitch. I mean, people are gonna hate him for the rest of his life, but at least he'll be rich.
You hear that, Daddy?
A Jeffy coin.
We're not doing that.
A coin.
We're not doing that. We're not scamming people.
Dopper coin.
We're not scamming anyone, Jeffy. Oh, man, Joseph, I'm hungry.
Me too, dude. Man, when is Chef Pepe gonna come in with the food? I haven't eaten in days.
Chef Pepe, where's dinner?
All right, Brass. I got the most delicious meal I ever cooked. You're welcome. Bon appetit.
Wait, Chefy, what is this? It's green.
It's green mashed potatoes with coleslaw and squirts of gravy. The gravy had a shiz.
It smells like ass, Chef Pepe.
Hey, watch your mouth. I slaved in that kitchen. I got lashes all over my damn back. You gonna eat that damn meal, boy. Eat it!
I'm not eating this, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm not eating that. It looks like somebody threw up in my bowl, dude.
Yeah, it looks like we're gonna turn on the Food Network and just lick the TV screen.
Oh, one of my favorite pastimes! My mom always did it with me.
Why?
I mean, we were poor, so we always licked the TV whenever we saw the Food Network come on. Good times.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, this song's gay as shit. That's right, I don't like the McDonald's jingle. It's boring, it's old, it's washed up. What I want something a little new. I want something a little more hip, something a little more hop. That's right. We're having a McDonald's rapping contest. Whoever brings me the best McDonald's rap wins free McDonald's for life. I'm saying, you go through the drive-thru, you want a free cheeseburger? Here's your damn cheeseburger for free for life. So, get to rapping. Actually, you know what? Get to snack rapping.
Joseph, did you just see that commercial?
Yes, dude, I just saw it.
If we make a McDonald's rap song and they pick it to be the winner, we can have McDonald's for every single meal. We'll never have to eat Chef Pee-Pee's gross cooking ever again.
He'll never have to lick a TV screen either.
Oh, my God. That'd be American dream to have McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh, my God, we'd be so fat.
Isn't this what Trump wanted? The American dream?
Yeah, Trump eats McDonald's every day.
Right?
Oh, my God, if the president could eat McDonald's every day, we should eat McDonald's every day.
Mm-hmm.
Free McDonald's for life. Okay, well, let's get to writing. Let's make a rap song right now.
All right, let's do it, dude. Man, oh, man, what a night. Chef Pee-Pee's cooking dinner. A new episode of Charlie and Friends is coming on. Oh, you can't ask for more than this.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Give me a bop, dude, in your booty ass.
Oh, hi guys. I'm Charlie.
And today, I'm gonna be spitting some bars. So come with me. Let's spit some bars. Yeah. Charlie, you're so hilarious. That's not spitting bars. I mean, you kind of did spit bars. Candy bars. Spitting bars means rapping, silly. Who's going to tell them? Oh, all right, Braxton, here's your food. But what the hell is this, Chef Pee-Pee? You just offered my food again? No, I told you what I was cooking. It's green mashed potatoes. I thought you said greens in mashed potatoes, like soul food from a black woman. No, I'm not a black woman. I'm not cooking that. I wanted to make something exotic. Well, I'm going to be spitting out some exotic shit if I eat this. Oh, look, a commercial.
Whoever brings me the best McDonald's wrap wins free McDonald's for life.
Do you see that, Chef Pee-Pee? Do you fucking see that? If you win this McDonald's competition, you could retire. You will never have to cook for me again. And we can eat McDonald's every day like some TLC fat bitches. Retire? Really? Oh, I'm gonna win the competition. I'm about to turn into Tupac resurrected in this motherfucker.
Okay, Joseph, I just sent our music video off to McDonald's. They have to pick our song.
Dude, we have the hardest bars of 2025. They're definitely gonna pick us.
Yeah, your verse was nasty. They're gonna pick our song.
All right, Brass, where's that laptop? I need to send off a music video.
Music video for what?
I shot a music video for this McDonald's contest. I'm gonna win it, and then I'm never gonna have to cook for you, Brass, ever again.
Wait, no. Me and Joseph just entered the McDonald's song thing, and we just sent our song off because we don't want your cooking ever again. We want McDonald's for the rest of our life.
There's no way that your song's better than mine. I actually tried.
Oh, no, we tried. Our song is crazy. Isn't that right, Joseph?
Yeah, crazy.
Wait, where do you go sometimes, Joseph? You just doze off. Like, in the first scene, like, you just laid back and just gave up.
I should be drifting, bro. My bad.
Anyway, Chef, our song is better.
Well, show me your song then, punk.
How about you play yours first?
I ain't scared of shit. I scared of my mama.
What? Yeah, Mickey D's, huh? With some cheese, yeah. Make a hoe drop to her knees. Bitch, I'm loving it. Quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it. Quarter pounders down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping there. And the manager is kinda cute. Do she come with this? Pull up to the drive-thru, I'm about to have my way. My shawty got the hot case, who needs a breakfast plate? Third time here, still coming back today. And this lady can make up her mind, bitch, move out the way. And today been hella hot, I might get a shake. If the machine died, I might be crashing out the day. And I'm McFlurry in a hurry to cool off my face. I heard y'all got a secret sauce. Don't get it out the safe. I ain't lying, Chef Pee-Pee doesn't rap cap. Need everything on the menu, what's the snack wraps? No me chicken in the bag, I feel backstabbed. Got it for the cheap off the app, got the last laugh. Bitch, I'm loving it. A quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it. Quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping there. Then the manager is kinda cute, do she come with this? Bitch, I need my 10 piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need my 10 piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need my 10 piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Need to ask to hurry, hit the horn like a symphony.
Mickey D's here, have a nice day.
Yeah, thank you, man, I'm on you as well.
Oh, hell no, what am I sweet or sour sauce?
Oh, now we about to spin back. I got to slide this bitch.
Now what you got to say about that? Silly ass, goofy ass, whiny ass, can't rap ass boy.
That was very respectful.
I know. So gas. I don't know if we can compete.
Hold on, we can compete. Oh, let's just take off. Let's take off.
Chef Pee-Pee, that was Chef Doo-Doo.
Watch your mouth, boy.
All right, you got to listen to our song, Chef Pee-Pee. It's definitely, it's up there.
You play that trash then.
Man, I want my Happy Meal, and they better not forget my toy.
Ooh, I love my toy. Don't forget them apple slices.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a problem if it's a girl toy, though.
Hell no.
I want a Happy Meal, four-piece chicken nugget. Grab a handful and put the fries in a bucket. Add a Dr. Pepper and a straw and I'll suck it. Go ahead and add a chocolate shake, man, fuck it. I'll jump over your counter and go through your kitchen. Oops, I made a mess, man, y'all a bunch of stitches. Hand me some napkins, I'll turn those rags to riches. Don't forget the toy since y'all a bunch of bitches.
Man, I need my nuggies. If I'm eating, please don't bug me. Junior needs an extra sauce. My bro might get one if he's lucky. Burger King can't compete, or the chicken from Kentucky. When I'm rich, I'ma swim in a McFlurry like a guppy. Make sure to get the apple pie with my Happy Meal. Don't forget my apple juice, cause this is a package deal. Don't mess up the order, man, I swear this the sixth time. Haters mad, cause my flow hotter than french fries.
I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life.
You actually tried, didn't it? It was great. And Ronald McDonald's going to pick our song, and we're going to get to him first and tell him to pick ours.
No,
he's
going
to pick our song.
I get it. Everyone wants some of Ronald's meat. But what are you doing, ye?
Okay, so me and Joseph sent you a song. Chef Pee-Pee sent you a trash song.
No, Chef Pee-Pee made a way better song.
No, his name's Chef Pee-Pee. It sounds like dick. Did you get our songs?
Yeah, I heard them.
And which one you like more? You like me and Joseph more? Yeah, Chef Pee-Pee's not good. Which one you like more?
You didn't win.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! You silly ass, goofy ass, caretaker ass, old pale face ass little boy! You actually tried to compare to Pee-Pee, the top tier bar spinner ever, nigga? You can't compare to the peepers!
You didn't win either.
What?
Huh? Ah, silly ass, goofy ass, mustache having ass, Puerto Rican looking ass, not even French looking ass, Chef Pee-Pee sound like penis looking ass, boy!
How the hell did I not win? So did I win?
Wait, Joseph, we were on the same song.
Well, obviously my boss was way better than yours.
What? Did Joseph win?
None of you win!
What? Ah, silly ass, goofy ass, basketball shirt wearing ass, strap no ass, parents having ass, ha ha ha! Looking like a whole ugly ass!
Kind of froze. Well, so who won?
I did.
What?
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. How did you win?
Because I ended myself in my own competition.
Wait, that can't be
fair.
Yeah, how are you going to get free McDonald's for life? You already get free McDonald's for life.
I made the competition. I made the rules. Now shut your damn mouth and watch my music video.
I'm the grease guy dripping on your mom's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in her throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my veins, got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food so good, make your arteries clap.
Pull up to the drive-thru,
kicking up and carry.
She taking every nugget,
better swallow in a hurry.
I'm the clown with the combo, making dick girls scream. Get your girl sucking ketchup right off of my skin. Too much money, new accountant, I'm the truth, so why you doubting? I've been stacking cheese, now my burger bigger than a mountain. She sucked me like sweet tea, now she wet just like a fountain. If Ronald take your girl, I guarantee you will be pouting. Yeah, I'm flipping and petty, she grabbing my meat, she called me McDaddy while taking a seat. Got pie in her mouth, some sauce on her eyes, she suck on my nuggets while breaking my fries. I'm twisting her buns while she moans in the booth, she swallowing my combo, she knows the truth. I'm the red wing demon of grease, sensation, she loving my menu with no hesitation.
Grease got dripping from your mommy's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in your throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my pants, got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food's so good, it make your arteries clap.
Yeah, I'm flipping patties while I'm tapping every ear. She call me McDaddy when I whisper in her ear. Baby, take a bite of this hot apple pie. Then she deep throw the fry. It's too hot, she might cry. Quarter pounder on the dresser, play a fish on her back. She addicted to my meat, can't deny that Big Mac. I'm the fast food barrel, the cholesterol champ. Got your grandma in the booth with hot coffee on a lap.
I'm the reason you peace, the clown of your dreams. Got your mom in the bathroom, licking up my whipped cream. She moaning in the store, yet she part of my scheme. Left her passed out on the tile in a greasy wet dream. I'm the grease guy dripping on your mama's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in a
think.
Nah, that shit's straight elephant dookie, nothing but trash. I know kindergartens that can write better verses than that.
Yeah, that's hot ass. That's ChatGPT ass. Mm-hmm. That's AI shit.
Mm-mm.
That's garbage. That's
right. Well, that's, you can tell the difference.
Yeah, that's
still fucking, there, man.
That's ugly. That's I fucking, I'm upset. I'm fucking, what a waste of.
Hey, Danny, can I go in the bathroom and fill up the bathtub until it overflows and then ride the waves off the side of it? That would be totally righteous! Righteous!
No, Jeffy!
Danny, why don't you ever let me do anything fun? Why can't you just say yes?
Because, Jeffy...
You suck!
What did I do wrong?
Marvin, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. You could have been nicer and just say, no, Jeffy, not today.
No, I have to yell at him!
Don't yell at me now! I'm going to my mother's!
What am I doing wrong?
Hey, Cody, do you think Thomas will make the flip this time?
No, he never makes it.
Have faith, Cody. Come on, Thomas, do the flip.
Dog shit. That's what this toy is. It's dog shit.
Reset it and try it again, Cody.
Hey, guys.
What's wrong, Jeffy?
I'm mad at my daddy because he never says yes to anything I want to do.
Well, hold on. We want to see if Thomas is going to make this flip again.
He's not going to make it.
He's going to make it, Cody.
He's never made it.
Come on, Thomas. Make the flip. Make the flip. Make the flip.
Dog shit. Do I need to say it again?
Reset it one more time. What were you saying, Jeffy?
I'm just mad at my daddy because he never lets me do anything fun. I wish for one day he would say yes to everything.
Well, you could try hypnotizing him.
What does hypnotize mean?
Oh, hold on. Let me get my grandfather's pocket watch. But first, I want to watch this. Dog shit.
Go get the pocket watch.
All right, I got my grandfather's watch.
Well, give me a second. I'll reset it, Thomas.
Why? He's not going to do it.
He's going to make it this time.
Bet me a dollar.
Deal. Come on, Thomas. Make it.
Pay up, chump. Wait. He actually stuck the landing.
He stood back up.
Damn it.
Ah, give me my dollar back.
You have it.
Okay, what?
I got my grandfather's
watch. Hold on. Jeffy restarted it.
What? Okay, dog shit, and I got my watch.
Okay, oh, well, how's your work?
Well, you just wave this back and forth in front of your dad's face and tell him to say yes to anything you want to do, and he'll do it.
Oh, well, why doesn't everyone have one of those?
Well, because people don't really have pocket watches anymore. Now they have iPhones and Google Pixels or whatever the hell it is people use these days.
Well, I'll take it.
Okay, here you go. You can have it. Just be careful. It belonged to my great-great-grandfather. I'm just kidding. I hated that bastard. You could break it for all I care.
Now, Jeffy, when you tell your dad to say yes to everything in a day, I would start it tomorrow, because today's almost over with.
Oh, good thinking, Junior.
All right, restart it, Cody. Best 2 out of 3.
Why?
Hey, Daddy.
Sorry for yelling at
take
you.
Take that apology and shove it.
What?
Check this out.
What is that?
It's your pocket watch. Look at it.
You're not going to hypnotize me, Jeffy.
We'll see about that. Just keep looking at it. Tomorrow, when you wake up, you will say yes to everything I want to do.
I'm not going
to
do that, Jeffy.
And when people ask you why you're saying yes to everything, you will say that you don't know.
All right, Jeffy, go to your room.
All right. See you tomorrow, Daddy.
Like that would ever work. I can't be hypnotized. I'm gonna go to bed.
Hey, Marvin, I'm hangy.
What?
I'm hungry and I'm hangy.
I thought you were supposed to be at your mother's.
I was, and then I woke up and I was hangy. Feed me, Marvin, cheeky nuggies.
Ah! Okay, good. It was just a nightmare.
Good morning, Daddy. You want to know what I want for breakfast?
What?
20 Happy Meals. You think you can do that?
Yes. I meant to say, yes! I'm trying to say the two-letter word. I'm trying to say yes! Why do I keep saying that?
Because it hypnotized you, Daddy. It's working, right?
Yes.
Ha! Gotcha. La, 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 la.
Marvin, I'm hangy. I want some chicken nuggets.
No, okay, Daddy, let's go to McDonald's.
And then divorce her. What? They gave me 20 of the same toy?
Well, maybe that's the only one they have, Jeffy.
Well, this is horse dingleberries!
Yay! Chicken nuggets! Okay, I'm good now. I'll talk normal.
Jeffy, are you going to eat your 20 Happy Meals?
I'm full.
He didn't even eat them.
Oh, man, Daddy, I'm stuffed. Thank you for getting me 20 Happy Meals.
You didn't even eat them.
Well, I just wanted the toys.
Marvin, that was really nice of you to get Jeffy 20 Happy Meals.
There's people starving in the world.
Daddy, can you take me to Disney World?
Yes.
Can Scooter come too?
Hey, fat boy.
Yes.
Yay! Scooter, we're going to Disney World!
Marvin, how can you afford that?
I can't.
Come on, Daddy, let's go to Disney World!
I'm gonna have to use credit cards.
Disney World!
Disney World! Where's the big rat?
But what are you talking about?
Mickey Rat.
His name is Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Rat.
Let's just go ride, Rod. Come on. Are you guys ready for the ride?
I'm scared!
Nothing's happened yet. All right.
right, guys, what ride do you want to go on next?
I want to go on the Slinky Dog ride.
All right, let's go on it.
Here it forward.
Oh, that was Woody. Come on. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Okay, guys, we rode rides. Let's go home.
Can you take us to Universal Studios?
But, Jeffy, we just went to Disney World.
Can you take us?
Yes.
Woo! Universal Studios!
Yeah, let's go ride rides!
I want to ride the Minion ride!
Me too!
Minions!
Wait, where'd you get that at?
I stole it.
I want to ride the Minion ride over and over and over and over and over again.
Me too!
Okay, let's go ride it a few times. Okay, guys, we've rode that ride over 40 times. I've lost count.
Let's do it again.
Can we go to Dave and Buster's?
But we're already at... yes.
Yay! Dave and Buster's!
Let's go play some games. I'm exhausted.
Marvin, I just checked the credit card statements. You went to Disney World, Universal Studios, and Dave & Buster's?
Hell yeah, Mommy. And we rode the Minions ride 42 times.
It was fun.
Marvin, how are we going to afford all this?
I'm just going to have to sell a kidney.
Can me and Scooter draw on the walls?
No, Jeffy, no drawing on the walls.
Well, then I'll ask Daddy. Daddy, can me and Scooter draw on the walls?
Yes.
Yay! Screw you, Mommy!
Marvin, why are you going to let them do that?
I just can't say no to Jeffy.
Aw, you're just a little softy, aren't you?
That's not what it is.
And done!
This picture's pretty pretty.
That's the biggest poop ever!
Heck yeah, it is.
Jeffy, why'd the drawing have to be inappropriate?
Well, you said we could draw on the walls!
Yeah, but why'd you have to make the drawing disgusting?
That's the biggest poop ever!
Yeah, Daddy, it is the biggest poop ever, don't you think so?
Yes.
Yay!
Hey, fat boy, you want to go play basketball?
Yeah. Daddy, do you want to play basketball with us?
Yes.
Yay! Let's go!
Okay, guys, hurry up and play basketball.
My turn. Owie, I made it. 3 points.
You did not make it.
Yes, I did. It hit me in the head and the backboard.
All right, my turn. Yay, I made it. Make it, take it.
Okay, go grab your ball.
Well, can I use you as the ball?
Yes.
Yay!
Oh, my head.
I missed Danny, so it's Scooter's turn.
Give me a bow.
Oh, no.
Hey, Jeffy, alley-o.
Gotcha.
Scooby!
Oh, I hate my life.
I'm bored of playing basketball. I'm too good at it.
Hey, Danny, can we throw you off the roof into the pool?
Yes.
Yay!
Give me a bow.
Jeffy, I'm scared. What if you guys miss and I don't land in the pool?
Oh, don't be scared, Danny. You've seen Scooter's aim.
I don't miss.
Let's just talk about it. How about we do something else?
Time to go swimming.
What the...
So close.
Oh, Scooter, you're almost there.
Oh, my God, Marvin. What happened to your face?
Jeffy and Scooter tried to throw me in the pool and they missed.
Jeffy, how could you?
Well, it was Scooter's fault.
But that was super close. Tell me how close it was.
Look at my face. That's how close he was.
Jeffy, you better make it up to Marvin.
All right, Molly. Hey, Daddy, you want to go have ice cream cone with me and Scooter?
Yes.
Yay! All right, Scooter, here's our ice cream cones.
That looks yummy.
Hey, Jeffy, where's my ice cream cone?
Oh, Scooter made a special ice cream cone for you.
There it is.
Ew, what is that?
It's dirt.
I'm not eating a dirt ice cream cone.
Daddy, will you eat the dirt ice cream cone?
Yes.
Open wide.
Marvin, why are you spitting all over the couch?
Jeffy and Scooter made me eat a dirt ice cream cone.
Marvin, what is going on with you today?
I just want to say yes to everything Jeffy asked for to make him have a good day.
Well, that's really nice of you, Marvin, but you need to set a boundary.
I wish Jeffy would agree on a boundary.
Hey, Dad, can you take me and Scooter to Target and buy us whatever we want?
Marvin, say no.
Yes.
Yay!
Marvin!
All right, Jeffy, do you have everything you need?
Yeah, well, I think so.
What about you, Scooter?
Heck yeah.
Excuse me, sir, what do you have in your pants?
A big old winner?
But, yeah, there's no way it's that big.
Yes, it is. One first place.
Okay, well, I'm going to just go in and see if I can. I really hope this is a toy or I'm going to be in big trouble. What is this? Hold on. What? Really? You were trying to steal this?
You caught me.
All right, you're under arrest. Come on.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Wow, Scooter got arrested for trying to shoplift, Jeffy. Let's get out of here.
All right, now let's go.
Are you happy with all your stuff, Jeffy?
Yes. Are you happy with all your credit card debt?
Yes.
Good. Feed me a Band-Aid. I love Band-Aids.
Marvin, how could you afford all this stuff?
Because Jeffy wanted it.
Well, Marvin, it's been a long day for you. We should go to bed. It's 1 minute to midnight.
1 minute till midnight? The day's almost over with.
Oh, now it's conveniently midnight.
To me, the day's over. Jeffy, ask me for something.
Feed me another Band-Aid.
No. I can finally say no.
Marvin, what's going on?
So last night, Jeffy hypnotized me where I had to say yes to everything he wanted today.
What?
And now the day's over, and now I can say no. Jeffy, where's that pocket watch at?
It's on the ground.
All right, Jeffy, now I'm going to hypnotize you.
Oh, not going to look. Don't have to.
Look at it, Jeffy.
No, not. Don't have to.
Look at it.
18, don't have to.
There's a Band-Aid in front of you.
Where?
All right, Jeffy. Starting today, you're going to do everything I say.
Maybe.
No, you're going to say yes.
Maybe.
You're going to say yes to everything I tell you to do.
Maybe.
Okay. Now I'm going to make Jeffy do stuff all day.
Well, what do you have in mind, Marvin?
Ooh, I got some stuff I want him to do.
Yeah, Jeffy. Eat that dirt ice cream cone.
I like it.
You know, keep eating it. Keep eating it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oops, I missed.
I just can't seem to make it.
Dunked it.
Get in there. Yeah!
Jeffy, you want to go get thrown in the pool?
Uh-huh.
Man, Jeffy, I hope I don't miss the pool.
All right, class. Tonight is the school prank of the three riddle pigs. And each one of you is going to act in the prank. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to walk around and pass out the costume for the character that you're going to prank.
What? A school play? I love theater. I hope I get the lead role of the wolf. How?
Dude, that's a horrible wolf.
But I should be the wolf. He blows houses down, and I love to blow things.
You're going
to
be a pig just like your mom, Cody.
Ha! Like mother, like son.
All right, Penelope, you're going to be a pig.
Ha ha! You're going to be a pig. Hey, teacher, do you have a washing machine costume so she can wash dishes like a girl?
You're such a misogynist, Junior.
Nuh-uh, I don't massage people for a living.
Settle down, class. Junior, you're going to be a pig, too.
Ha ha, Junior, you dork.
I don't want to be a stupid, dumb pig.
All right, Joseph, you're also going to be a pig.
Aw, this sucks.
Oh, yeah, that means I get to be the wolf. I knew it. I knew he'd see the greatness in me.
And Cody, you're going to be a tree.
What, a tree? There's not even a tree in the story.
Well, that's where they get the sticks from.
What?
And Jeffy, you get to be the big, bad wolf.
Oh, I get to be the big, bad wolf?
I'm in your huff, and I'm a puff, and I'm a blow your house down.
What do I get to be, teacher?
You get to be the insurance adjuster that files the claim for the two blown down houses.
Yes. What? Jeffy gets to be the big bad wolf? Oh, come on, teacher. Jeffy couldn't blow his own birthday candles out if his life depended on it. I am a professional blower. Do you want me to come up there and show you how good I am at blowing?
Settle down, Cody. The role that you are assigned is the role that you have to play. There'll be plenty more school plays in the future. So go home, study your lines, and be here tonight for the prank. Make sure you invite your parents.
What lines? Am I tree. Trees don't talk. They just stand there.
Calm down, Cody. At least you didn't get cut from the play.
Junior, that's not funny.
No one asked you, Cody.
That wasn't a joke. That's just how he says ask.
Wait, I said a joke?
All right, come to my house and study your lines, Cody.
What lines?
Guys, this is so cool.
I know, right? We're going to be like real life actors.
Does this costume make me look fat?
Everything you wear makes you look fat.
Ugh. Guys, this is bullcrap.
What's wrong, Cody?
My script just says stand stage right. I don't even do anything.
What do you expect a tree to do, Cody?
I didn't want to be the tree. I wanted to be the wolf.
Stop being a sap, Cody.
Yeah, learn to branch out and play other characters.
Aw, guys, leave him alone.
See, why can't I just make tree puns like that? Then I'd at least be saying something.
Because trees don't talk, Cody.
Look, the only cool thing about this tree costume is that it has a spot for my junk.
Look, Cody, we have to go over our lines. We have to know this by tonight. All right, start at the top. This sucks. Our parents kicked us out of the house.
Threw us right in the mud.
Mom doesn't give an oink about us.
What?
I want to make sure you're doing your job right.
No, I know how to stand still. It's not that hard.
All right, guys, I think I know our lines. Let's go to the play.
We didn't even go over the whole thing.
Oh, my God, Cody, do you not know what you're supposed to do?
No, I know what I have to
do. All you have to do is stand there. I wish I had an easy job like you.
No, Junior, I know what I have to do.
See, you're the root of the problem, Cody.
Yeah, root of the problem, like a tree. This is so dumb.
No, it's not, Marvin. We need to be here to support Jeffy.
It's just a dumb elementary school play. We don't have to be here.
Yes, we do, Marvin. It's art.
Hey, my son's the tree.
Yeah, he gonna be the best damn tree out there. I guarantee it.
Okay. Whoa, this set looks so cool.
Yeah, dude.
What the hell is this? There's already a tree here. What's the point of me? See, this is how useless I am. I can be replaced by a piece of paper.
Calm down, Cody.
Yeah, you're distracting us. We're trying to go over our lines.
All right, kids. The show starts in 1 minute, so don't rip me down.
Where am I supposed to stand?
You're a tree, Cody. You stand right there. You don't move.
Jeez, I hope I remember all of my lines.
Oh, look, my dad's here.
Oh, good, and my parents are here, too.
I know my dad's looking down on me from heaven, or up from hell.
Oh, guys, the show's starting. Get your lines. Oh, thank God it's starting. Let's get this over with.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, the Three Little Pigs.
This sucks. Our parents kicked us out of the house.
Threw us right in the mud.
Mom doesn't give an oink about us.
So what do we do now?
Well,
we are pigs.
We are pigs.
Don't have a home.
Don't have a home.
Gotta build our own.
Gotta build our own.
Do, do, do.
We are pigs.
We are pigs.
Don't have a home.
Don't have a home.
Gotta build our own.
Gotta build our own.
But where are you gonna get the supplies to build a house?
Did that tree just talk?
He wasn't supposed to.
Shut the hell up, Cody!
I just wanted to say something.
But trees don't talk!
I know.
Well, guys, we need to build us a house.
Sure do, dude.
But what should we build our house out of?
I think we should build our house out of straw.
No, dumbass! We should build our house out of sticks.
Sticks? Did someone say sticks? I have sticks.
No, Cody, get back in your spot.
I think we should build our house out of bricks.
Well, we can't decide on a material.
Ooh, I have an idea. We should all build our own house.
That's a good idea.
Okay, we will all build our own house. Just make sure you don't hog all the materials. And done. I just finished building my house out of straw. Home sweet home.
Roar, I'm hungry for some piggies.
Ah, it's the big bad wolf. He's known for eating piggies. I'm gonna hide in my house.
I bet there's some piggies in this house. There's some piggies in this house. There's some piggies in this house. Hey, piggy, let me in.
Not by the hairs of my chinny chin chin.
Well, I'ma huff and puff and blow your house down.
No, please don't do that, please.
Ah! You blew my house away. Why would you do that?
It looks like I'm eating bacon tonight.
Well, first you gotta catch me.
That's not even what a wolf sounds like.
Oh, man. I love my new house made out of sticks.
Ah, Joseph. I mean, Piggy Brother, help.
What's up, dude?
The big bad wolf just blew down my house.
Well, I could have told you that would happen. You made your house out of straw.
Can I please stay with you?
Sure, dude. The big bad wolf can't blow down my house. It's made out of sticks. I said, the big bad wolf can't blow down my house. It's made out of sticks.
Come on, dumbass, speak!
Whose son is this?
Jeffy forgot his lines.
No, he didn't, Marvin. He's just nervous. You got this, Jeffy!
My son doesn't forget his lines.
Your son doesn't have any lines.
Jeffy, say your line.
Jeffy, you have a line to say. Say it!
I have to pee.
Piss your pants. Say your line. I'm hungry for some piggies.
Ah, go inside the house.
There's some piggies in this house. There's some piggies in this house. Hey, piggy, let me in.
Not by the hairs of a
shut up, Cody.
Well, I'm a huff and puff and blow your house down.
No, please don't do that, please.
Why would you do that?
It looks like I'm eating bacon tonight.
Oh, man, I love my house made of bricks. What's wrong?
The big bad wolf blew our houses down.
Can we stay with you?
Sure, the big bad wolf can't blow down my house. It's made of bricks.
She's a brick house. Anybody know that song?
The big bad wolf can't blow down my house. It's made of bricks.
Well, call me Wrecking Ball, because that bitch is coming down.
Jeffy language.
Daddy, you made it to my play? Daddy Gook, I'm the big bad wolf.
That's real nice, Jeffy. Just focus on the play.
You want to hear what the big bad wolf sounds like?
That's not what a wolf sounds like.
Jeffy, please just say your lines.
Jeffy, say your lines. Okay, I'm hungry for some piggies.
Ah, run inside the house.
There's some piggies in this house. There's some piggies in this house. Hey, piggies, let me in.
Not by the hairs on our chin, chin, chin.
Well, I'm a huff and puff and blow your house down.
No, you can do that. Ha!
It working?
I told you he couldn't blow down my house of bricks.
I guess brick was the best material.
We're saved.
The end.
Wait, that's how it ends? Oh no, I'm gonna get me some piggies.
Well, now that everyone's distracted, it's my time to shine. Apple tree.
Shut up, Cody. All right, everyone. That concludes tonight's show. Everyone give it up for Jeffy the Big Mad Wolf. And the Three Riddle Pigs.
And the tree.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming, everyone.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Jeffy did so good.
He destroyed the set.
My son rocked the hell out of that tree.
Yeah, you saw how he shaked them leaves, baby?
I did.
Guys, we totally killed it out there.
Yeah, we did.
We deserve a Tony.
I don't know who that is, but yeah, we did awesome.
Yeah, we did.
Cody, shut up. You did awful. You were supposed to be a tree, and all you did was move around and talk.
Well, I'm not born to stand still. I want to act. I want to feel.
You're supposed to be a tree. You're not supposed to act or feel.
Yeah, you're a horrible tree, dude.
I can't wait for the next play.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, maybe I can be a chair or something so somebody can at least sit on my face.
Cody, why are you in such a bad mood?
Well, I had a whole musical number planned and nobody ever let me get to it.
You want to sing as the tree?
Yeah, do you want to hear it?
Sure.
I'm an apple tree. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Full of apples and their seeds. And I grow my own leaves. Yes, I do, because I'm an apple tree. Kazoo solo.
Tonight is the school dance, so if you don't have a date, then you better get one, or else you're gonna look like a loser and stay at home and cry all night. Okay, with that being said, I flew in my two daughters from China, Ping and Pong. Get in here, Ping and Pong. Alright, so for those of you who don't have a date, you can take my two daughters to the dance. All you gotta do is raise your hand.
Two daughters? I only see one.
What are you talking about? They're both right here. This is Ping. Turn around. And this is Pong. See? They're conjoined at the face. They're a freak of nature.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
Dude, she's hideous.
I know. Looking at them make me want to throw up. I almost left them in a park in China, but I go far. So anyway, does anybody want to take my daughters to the dance? If you do, let me go ahead and tell you the benefits. One of the benefits is that if you do anything with them, it automatically counts as a threesome. And who doesn't want to say they had a threesome in fourth grade?
Okay, all right.
Any takers? No? Well, how about I give you one free A+ towards your grade?
I mean, my grades are okay.
I'm feeling, but not that bad.
No takers? All right, well, how about I give you two free A+ towards your grade because there's two freaks?
Still not worth it.
Nah, dude, not worth it at all.
I mean, it's two A+.
Cody, you have a boyfriend.
Yeah, the doll, dude.
Well, I know, but it's two A+, though.
So you're actually considering it?
Well, yeah, I have a rockin' GPA. All right, Ken, it looks like you're going in the desk. Bye-bye, Stink. Hello, Pink. All right, teacher, I'll do it. I won't like it, though.
Going once, going twice, three times, sold to the nerd in the back. All right, Ping and Pong, go to Cody in the back.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Cody, but you can call me Coy, because I'll give you the D later.
Okay, Coy, my name is Pink.
and my name is Pong, and thank you for taking us to the dance.
Hey, don't get it twisted. I'm just doing this for the grade.
Uh-oh, get it, Cody. Asian women, right? Talk about double the fun.
If you think about it, Cody, if you hit her from the back, it's always the front.
All right, so for the rest of the class, if you don't have dates, you better find one, or else you're going to be a loser.
Oh, man, the dance is tonight, and I don't have a date. Joseph, how are we going to get dates?
Dude, I already have my date.
What, you do?
Yeah, I'm taking Sprinkle. Hey, go, bring that booty over here.
What's up, baby?
Oh, man. Cody, I'm the only one who doesn't have a date.
That must suck, Junior. I didn't think I'd get a date before you.
Well, can we share your date?
No, I need both eggs, even though they only technically have one egg. And they better get one deep in.
All right, Crass, we have an important update. If you don't have a date for tonight's dance, then we got a new student who just hopped the border. I mean, just came to the class today. Her name is Maria Sanchez. Come here. All right, so if you don't have a date and you want to ask her to the dance, then here she is. Now go to your seat.
Oh, my God!
Oh, dude, she's banging. If I didn't have a date, what are you looking at?
Oh, she's so hot. Cody, you see her?
Yeah.
She gave me my little Taco Bell burrito enchilada.
Yeah, yeah, whole lot of Mexican food. Well, I guess she is the only girl left in class.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask her to be my date to the dance, and I'm going to have the hottest date. All right, guys, wish me luck. Oh, man, I'm so nervous.
Dude, you got this. I believe in you, bro.
What's she gonna say?
Dude, the worst she can say is no.
You're right, Joseph.
I know I'm right.
I'm so nervous. Hey.
Hi.
I know you're the new student, but if you read the board, we have a school dance tonight, and I was wondering if you could go with me, just me and you to the dance, like you're my date to the dance.
I would rather die.
Hey, dude! Oh, rejected! I thought the worst she could say was no! She thought of something even worse! Oh, dude, how could you live with yourself? You have to wake up tomorrow like, that happened! Oh, dude, you're a loser! I'm friends with a loser!
I admit it. Another hoe got me finished. Broke my heart. Oh, no, she didn't.
Junior, are you singing Juice WRLD?
Yeah, Dad, I'm heartbroken.
Aw, man, go ahead and tell your pops what's going on.
All girls are the same.
No, not really. Not the foreign ones. They freaky. And some girls are paralyzed from the neck down.
Well, Dad, there's a dance tonight at school, and I asked a girl out, and she said no. Well, she said she'd rather die.
Dang, Junior, that sucks. Well, let me tell you a story. One time, I asked a girl out to the dance in high school, and she said no. And guess what I did?
What?
I cut the brakes to her car. And guess who's paralyzed from the neck down?
Her.
Exactly. So the moral of the story is, girls suck. Maybe you should ask one of your guy friends. I don't know. I don't care.
Ask one of my guy friends.
Chef Phoebe, Chef Phoebe!
What do you want, Junior? I'm trying to cook bagel bites, but for some reason it's taking forever.
Well, I have a question to ask you, Chef Phoebe, and please don't immediately say no.
No!
What? You didn't even get a question yet.
Junior, I'm pretty sure that the question is not going to be in my favor, so no.
Well, at least let me ask the question.
Go ahead and ask your stupid question, Junior.
Okay, Chef Phoebe, will you be my date for my school dance tonight?
What do I look like going to a dance with you, Junior? That's gross!
Well, all my friends have dates, and I don't have a date yet.
Well, that sucks for you. Go and ask a girl.
I did. She said no. She said she'd rather die.
Look, you shouldn't be so ugly. Maybe you should be beautiful like me.
Well, that's why I'm asking you, because you're beautiful.
Junior, I'm a 30-year-old man. What do I look like actually going to a fourth-grade dance with an 11-year-old?
The guy from Subway would do it.
I don't like Subway. Look, I'm a Firehouse Subs kind of guy.
Well, Chevy, can you please go with me? I don't have a date.
Look, I'm not a girl, okay? Do I look like a girl to you? Go and find a girl. Wait, why are you looking at me like that, Junior? Junior, I look ridiculous.
No, you look hot, Chef Pee-Pee. You're going to be the hottest girl at the dance.
Junior, I have a mustache.
All girls have mustaches, Chef Pee-Pee.
Well, you're not wrong.
Yes, are you ready to go to the dance?
Junior, I don't want to go to that stupid dance. Look, your friends are going to know I'm not a girl.
No, Chef Pee-Pee, you're literally hotter than all their dates. And look, if I don't go with a date, they're going to think I'm a loser. And when they see you, they're going to say, wow, how'd you get such a hot-looking girl? So you ready to go?
I don't want to do this.
So you're not going to go?
Junior, I'm already in the outfit. Let's go, you idiot.
Yay!
Oh, goodness. Look at my handsome little boy getting ready for his first school dance with his dolly. Mom, I'm actually taking a girl to the dance. Cody, did you say you were taking a girl to the dance? Yeah? Tyrone, get in here!
Yeah, baby?
Our little baby is taking a girl to the school dance.
What? A girl? Like a female?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. We ain't raised no straight. Nuh-uh, not in this household. We raised you the way God intended.
Well, I know, but look, I don't even like her. I'm just doing it for extra credit.
Yeah, I hope it's just for the extra credit. You better be back in that closet by midnight tonight or you're grounded.
Yes, sir. Okay, now when do we meet the witch? Oh, that must be her at the door right now. I'll go let her in.
Mom, Dad, I'd like you to meet Ping and Pong. They're my dates. They're conjoined twins.
Oh my God, my son's dating a freak!
She looks like a coin, but both sides is heads!
These are my teacher's daughters. I'm just taking them to the dance so I can get extra credit.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
Listen here, Ching Chong. My little Cody doesn't need any more women in his life. I'm the only woman he needs. I'm Mama Bear, and I don't need any more bears coming around and stealing his porridge. I'm sorry, my mom doesn't understand metaphors.
Look, I like your iPhones, okay? I love them. That's all I had to say.
Well, all right, we're gonna go to the dance now. Come on, Ping and Pong.
Who at the school dance trying to lose their V-card tonight? Say, hey!
Oh, yeah, dude!
Hey, Joseph.
What's up, bro?
Where's Junior?
I don't know. Maybe he couldn't get a date because he's a loser.
Yeah.
All right, Chef PB, we're here at the dance. Play it cool.
Junior, I look ridiculous.
No, you don't. You look hot. I would totally bang you. Look, just calm down, Chef PB, okay? Oh, there's my friends. Look, just African girl.
Oh, no, my period.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Oh, Junior, you made it.
Yeah, dude, we didn't think you were going to come.
How could I not come when I had the hottest date in school?
Junior, that's Chef PB in a wig.
Yeah.
No, it's not. That's not Chef PB in a wig. That's my hot date named, Shannon.
Nice to meet you, Shannon. I like your mustache.
Hey, Cody.
Yeah, so, I have the hottest date in school. Man, this music's bumping.
Yeah, yeah, the DJ's sick, and I'm smashing his daughters.
That's so cool, yeah. Wait. Cody, what? Is that Marie over there?
Oh, yeah, it is.
What? She's alone. She couldn't get a date to the dance? What a loser.
Yeah.
Me and Chef PB are going to make her jealous. I mean, me and Shannon are going to go make her jealous.
Junior, just stop.
Come on, Chef PB. We're going to make this girl jealous. Oh, man, Shannon. Aren't you so happy you said yes to going to the dance with me?
So thrilled.
Remember when I asked you out? You said, yeah, you're so sexy and amazing. I could never say no to you.
My words exactly.
Yeah. Man, wouldn't a girl have to be completely blind and stupid to say no to me?
Junior, can I please leave now?
No, Chef PB, I'm trying to make that girl jealous.
It doesn't even seem like she's paying attention, Junior.
Oh, it's hurting her. I can see it. She's getting really jealous. Look, just make out with me.
What?
Yeah, just make out. Put your tongue in my mouth.
Junior, I'm not going to make out with you. What's wrong with you?
Well, why not?
Because you're a child.
What? So if I was 18, you would?
No, this is not the point, you idiot.
Well, Chef PB, look, I'm just trying to make this girl jealous.
She doesn't care about you, Junior, and I'm not going to make out with you.
Okay, then at least grind on me.
No.
Grind on me. Get behind me.
Junior, I'm out. I'm leaving.
What's that, Shannon? You're going home to freshen up. Okay, well, get that thing ready for me. Get it nice and waxed. Oh, sorry you had to hear that. My girlfriend's just a freak, you know, she said yes to me. I'm like you.
Aw. Why did Chef PB go home, Junior?
Because he's embarrassed or something. I mean, Shannon went home
because
she had to change her underwear because they were so wet from peeing in them all night.
Oh, that's hot?
Yeah, so she went to go put some new ones on for me. Or something. Guys, why do you think Maria didn't want to go to the dance with me?
Well, probably because she's at the dance with Roy Gethard.
Roy Gethard? Who's Roy Gethard?
Who is Roy Gethard? Junior, he's only the coolest guy in school.
What, I've never heard of him before.
Yeah, rumor has it he's already got a divorce and a kid.
But we're so young, though.
Oh, dude, he's lived a full life.
Yeah, his parents own a dog grooming place.
What? How'd he get that Super Bowl ticket?
He didn't pay for it, I'll tell you that much.
How'd he get it?
Well, apparently he just spends his time going to Super Bowls with other people's girls that he didn't pay for. Which he could, because he has a Rolex.
That's so cool. I want to be like Roy one day.
Yeah, don't we all?
Well, at least you guys have your date.
But wait, ping pong?
Sprinkle!
Wait, where's your date at?
What?
Roy has him!
Get high!
Come on, Roy, say something for the rest of us!
Yeah, well, guys, you go beat him up!
No, it's too late, Junior. You know what they say, once they go Roy, they stay there. But honestly, I'm not that mad. I mean, who can blame him? It is Roy.
Yeah, it's such a Roy move.
All right, class, the school dance is over. So grab your date and go home where the real party's about to start.
So what do we do now?
We should probably go home. This is Roy's world. We're just living in it.
Hmm. Ugh, that dance was so stupid.
I know, right?
Yeah, see, Junior, this is why I don't like girls. I like men, like Ken. Anyway, I have to get home. If I'm not back in the closet by midnight, I'm in trouble.
All right, see you later, Cody.
So what are you going to do now, Junior?
I think I'm going to listen to my dad's advice. I'm going to cut someone's brakes.
Yeah, you do that, dude.
Chef, baby, where's the scissors?
Roy! Junior, it's not what it looks like. Okay, it is what it looks like. But it's Roy! Look, look, he treats me special. It's something that you can never do. Come on, Roy, let's go and get him.
Baby, thank you so much for making Thanksgiving dinner for us.
You're welcome, Marvin. I hope you boys enjoy.
Oh, the turkey looks so good. Jimmy!
Bullseye!
Don't throw dark at the turkey. Jeffy, stop throwing dart to the turkey!
I wanted to make sure it was dead!
Of course it's dead, Jeffy. It's cooked. Look, we gotta focus on the dinner, so eat.
Can I have pie?
No, you can't have pie yet. You have to have real dinner first.
Well, it's Thanksgiving. I thought I could eat all the food.
Jeffy, dinner first, pie last.
Who put diarrhea in this bowl?
That's gravy, Jeffy.
And why did Mommy put her period all in this bowl?
Jeffy!
Prolapse anus!
Jeffy Manners!
Please prolapse anus!
Jeffy, listen. Bow your head. We gotta thank God for all this food. Dear God, thank you so much for the food. Thank you... God?
Hey, bow your head. Keep praying.
Thank you so much for turkeys. And thank you, God, for mashed potatoes.
Thank you for the mashed potatoes.
Thank you for, so much. Just thank you so much for food. Thank you for pilgrims.
What?
Thank you for the month of November to have Thanksgiving on.
Okay, I'm gonna leave. This needs salt, but you keep praying.
Thank you so much for Walmart, so we can buy turkeys.
Oh man, I love Thanksgiving. I get to go around and eat people's food while they bow their head and thank me.
And thank you, God, for cranberry sauce. Whoever eats that. And thank you, God, for Thursday night football on Thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for Tom Brady. Thank you, God, for salt and pepper.
Marvin.
Amen. So that's a...
Jimmy!
Turkeys can't fly! Meat busted!
Why'd you throw the turkey, Jimmy?
Quick, 2 second rule!
Wait, what?
2 second rule!
Why did you grab the turkey? Oh, Jimmy, I thought you were grounded!
Okay, Marvin, we picked up the turkey within 10 seconds. It's fine.
There's dust all over it.
Just blow the dust off, Marvin.
I'm not in the mood for turkey.
Daddy, you could always eat Mommy's period.
Jimmy, why did you throw the turkey?
Because I wanted to see if turkeys could fly!
Look, just eat your dinner.
I'm not hungry, unless it's dessert.
Well, then go to your room.
Okay.
Wait, no, Jeffy, leave the pie. Oh, that is it, Jeffy. Super, go to your room.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, my God, I think he broke the lamp. Oh, I hate this day. Let me see what that is. Hello?
Hey there, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, officer, but why are you here?
Well, your neighbors filed a noise complaint because they said they heard shouting, and today's supposed to be a day of thanks, not a day of shouting. It's not Shoutsgiving. That'd be me and my wife at home, right? You know, because the bitch doesn't listen.
Well, we'll try to keep it down.
Yeah, you better, because I don't want to have to come back here.
Well, why are you working on Thanksgiving?
Well, my boss said he'd offer triple pay if we worked through the holidays, and I can't afford to pass that up. But, God, I do miss Thanksgiving dinner, though.
Well, you can come inside and have some of our food.
No, I really can't. My boss said he'd fire us if he caught us eating Thanksgiving dinner on the job. Yeah, he said we have to protect and serve, not protect and serve ourselves a plate of food. That's why I have to wear this body cam. It sees everything I do to make sure I don't eat Thanksgiving dinner.
Marvin, the mashed potatoes are getting cold.
I'm coming, baby. I'll see you later.
Actually, mashed potatoes. I think I should come in and make sure no violence is happening in there.
What, violence?
Yeah, because of the shouting. Yeah. I should just come in, make sure everything's okay.
Okay.
Look, Marvin, I fixed the lamp.
Thank you, baby. See, officer, no violence in here.
What'd you say to me, boy?
What?
I just turned off my body cam. I'm allowed to do that, but only if I say that first. It malfunctioned.
Why'd you turn your body cam off?
Because I want to eat these mashed potatoes and drown them in gravy. Jesus, what the hell happened to your turkey? What'd you hunt for it yourself? Is that why there's darts in it?
Well, no, my son was throwing
stuff. Why is it so dusty? What, is it last year's turkey that you just pulled out of the attic?
What, no, we dropped it on the ground.
When the hell's the last time you swept your floors?
Listen, we try our best.
Well, do you mind if I have these mashed potatoes?
Have as many as you want.
Oh, you fucked up saying that. I'm gonna have the whole damn bowl. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna drown them in gravy. Oh, yeah. Whole boat full of gravy. Bring the gravy drain all over it. Hell yes. Ooh, big spoon. Big spoon. Anybody want this big spoon?
No.
All right. More for me. Ooh, big spoon. Oh, my God. That was amazing. I ate every last drop. Yummy, yummy mashed potatoes in my belly. Ma'am, thank you. This was delicious.
You're welcome.
Okay, I guess I'm done here, which means I can turn this back on. Okay, boy, I don't want to catch you yelling at your wife anymore. Got it?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to leave now.
Well, wait a minute. You have a stain on your shirt.
A stain? No, not a stain. Oh, God. Oh, God, that's a gravy stain. I know a gravy stain when I see one, and that's a gravy stain. Now my boss is going to know I was eating mashed potatoes and gravy, and I'm going to get fired.
Now, hold on. Why don't you just tell him that you fell down outside and that's dirt?
No, you don't understand. They have gravy-sniffing dogs that can smell gravy from a mile away. They're going to know this is gravy.
Well, why can't you just change your shirt?
This is my only uniform.
Okay, how about you tell him that you showed up to a house, and there was a fight, and someone threw gravy on your shirt?
But I turned my body cam off. I don't have any proof of that. They're never going to believe me.
You just turned your body cam back on.
Oh, shit, you're right. Oh, my God, now my boss is going to know I was eating mashed potatoes and gravy. He's going to hear me say it. Oh, no. That means he also heard me say yummy, yummy mashed potatoes in my belly. That was some pretty cringy shit. Oh, God, I really have to destroy this body cam and clean the stain.
Well, actually, no, you turned on your body cam after you said the yummy, yummy thing.
Oh, thank God. Oh, no, but now he knows I said it because I just said it again. Damn it, we got to take care of this.
Oh, how about we just throw your shirt in the washing machine?
Yes.
And then the stain will be washed out, and then maybe the water will destroy the body cam.
Yes, yes, that's a great idea. I love that. Let's do it.
Okay, come on, let's go. Okay, throw your shirt in there.
Okay. Could you please tell your wife to leave? I'm kind of a grower, not a shower, and I don't want her to laugh at me.
Baby, can you leave?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, that's much better. Thank you.
Don't uncover it.
Now, come on. We're both boys. It's nothing you haven't seen before.
I don't want to see it.
Check this out. See how fast it goes?